Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Pete, y'all, that's good and still.
Very good, very good.
I've been left out many times, but that ain't stopped me none. I kept a steady jog and now they watch me run. My bro Sonny hit me up and said he's dropping some. Penitentiary devastation like we dropping some. I fucked up the solar system, hope you watching some. I fucked up and made it back, don't need no one to grade my tracks. I'm staying focused, made some stacks to cop a house or some. They hate it, falls into them traps like they a mouse or some. You like my flow, they said it's wet like they got doubts or some. I'm not a doctor, can't fix problems, not like house or none. I ain't go prone, I just crouch and fight expressions like the grouch look. Now they wanna talk before they ain't even hear me out. I'll never claim that plain plain out. That shit's lame without a doubt. And I'm grateful for the little things, cause man, I've been without. We was always on the move, the landlord came and took the house. And I ran the phase, I'm rude, I hit a coward in his mouth. I came back from Rocky Bottom, my whole life was headed south. Couple people tried to stop me, I was ready for that joust. I just checked them Sean and Hockey, now your shoulder popping out. Up in soccer, hope you watching that shit, how about? You go fix your face, not sorry, you too old to fucking pout. Work for everything I have, ain't not one person handed out. I just actually project. Like a camera panning out, rapping M&M has body booked the show and sold it out. I've been left out many times, but that ain't stopped me none. I kept a steady jog and now they watch me run. My bro Sonny hit me up and said he dropping some. Planetary devastation like we dropping some. Fucked up the solar system, hope you watching son. I fucked up and made it back, don't need no one to grade my tracks. I'm staying focused, made some stacks to cop a house or some. They hate it, falls into them traps like they a mouse or some.
Welcome to our Unity Network Radio. This your host, Queen E.K. in the building. Peace and blessings. I hope everyone is doing well. But like I said, this is that open discussion. It's always open mic here on the platform, of course. 845-277-9299. For those who want to add to the bill, you're more than welcome. Make sure you press the 1 button to let me know that you want to actually add to the bill, and we'll go ahead and put you in accordingly. I did have some people here on the platform. I have our friend and network partner, Tango Kid, in the building, as well as Chi-Town, one of our guests. Let me go ahead and join them on the bill. Peace and love, peace and love.
Yo, yo. How you doing, Craig?
Yeah. I'm doing good. What's up with y'all?
Man, same old. Same old. Man, bro, hey, we approaching a very heavy weekend right now, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I hope y'all ready for it because, in my mind, it's all about Father's Day. But it's going to be real controversial because a lot of people right now is ready to celebrate Juneteenth, allowing fathers to be overshadowed again. And in my mind, I think they're doing it for a pretty dumb reason. And, I mean, you know, you give black folks a reason to celebrate, they're going to find it. But sometimes you got to ask the right questions, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we doing, you know what I'm saying? Look, we doing.
I mean, I know how that feels because it is getting overshadowed in its way, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah. Everybody
gets their own day to celebrate, you know, Mother's Day. We ain't got to worry about nothing. Wives, fathers got to worry about something, you know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, but at the same time, I want to iterate this shot time speaking.
All right.
To everybody, you know, it's like, you know, when it comes to, you know, Father's Day is also Juneteenth Day. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like what I'm saying is that, you know, it's. You know, Miss Opal Lee, God bless her soul, you know, and she's supposed to be walking in Texas tomorrow, matter of fact, on the 18th. I don't know if I'm supposed to have been putting out dates like that, out there like that, but anyway, yeah, it is what it is, you know. It's supposed to be 102 degrees tomorrow, and that's just the number. What the heat index is supposed to feel like 110, 111,
mm-hmm.
you know. And she getting out there doing that tomorrow, you know. I am a amputee, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm proud of it. You know what I'm saying? What I mean, amputee, I had my left leg amputated. And pretty much, you know what I'm saying, I'm still doing me. You know, like it never ever happened. You know, I'd rather go on here. Hey, say, I'm going to tell you one thing that the doctor asked me. He asked me a question. And the doctor asked me, it's either your life or your limb. So, hell, take the limb. I want my life. And the reason why he said that is because of the simple fact that I had to be on a lot of blood thinners. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a whole lot to it. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I say that to say this. I just want, you know what I'm saying, everybody that feels as though that they can't do something and come back strong with it, I say, somebody lying to you. Put them up out of your lives. You know what I'm saying? Kick them up out the circle. You know what I'm saying? So
that's,
I just wanted to get it off my chest. I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to get it off my chest. I'm sorry.
I hear
yeah.
you.
Hey, I like that.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
It's something about just talking to school people. You know what I'm saying? You never know a person's
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
And then you meeting people that are strong out there, you know, regardless of the title. The title right now is Juneteenth is not adding up, right? So I got a call by my bro Tango. And he was like, you know, hey, you know, me and my bro been talking about how Juneteenth, you know what I'm saying, some things is just not looking right. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I don't know much. I'm probably, you know, well, I know I'm the youngest, you know what I'm saying, so I have to use Google.
Wait. You know you're the youngest. Well, come on. That don't mean nothing. On the cool.
You know,
say Juneteenth is something, it's a subject that wasn't actually talked about when we was growing up. Am I lying, Jay? Kango?
Not at all, man. Not at all.
Speak on it.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Crystal. Go ahead. No, you good. Ladies first. I come.
I mean, but you had really get to speak, and I get that too. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I
yeah,
know
it's come
school,
on, speak on it.
What they educated us on, you know what I'm saying, was to be docile and chill. Like, we don't want to tell y'all this because you wouldn't add it up properly. And the fact is the agreement that was made in the Emancipation Proclamation was that if blacks fought in the war, whether they was on the Yankee or a Rebel, if you were a Yankee or a Rebel, whichever side you fought for your freedom.
Yeah, basically Yankee. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. But blacks was fighting on both sides. It was blacks fighting with the Rebels. It was blacks fighting with the Yankees. But I get it. They doing it for their freedom. So they got out here. They doing their thing, and then the Yankees won the war. The blue coats won the war, not the gray coats. And then, as every place on the continental North America, look, as every place embarked upon being free, the
go
only place that
ahead,
didn't,
boy.
The only place
go
that
ahead.
Didn't, look, the
Keep
only
coming,
place that
bro.
Didn't was Texas. So
yes,
Crystal
sir.
Just looked up. Look, Ikai, just my bad. She just looked up the place it was celebrated, and it was supposed to have been a jubilee. You what was the jubilee, Crystal? Did they Did they call it Juneteenth Jubilee or something? Or what, was it something else?
They didn't call it Juneteenth. They just call it a Jubilee.
Yeah.
And it's a whole year
and
later.
And they
year,
celebrate this a year later. Right.
Yeah, a couple of years later. Yeah.
Well, what we're saying is they celebrating being freed a year later. This the last place. Hey, I'm sorry, bro. If I was in, I want you to think about this, bro. Like, hey, if I'm eating and we the same, but you not eating, ain't that going to have you upset after a while? Like, think about what I'm saying, bro. I'm talking to you specifically. Hey, Chi-Town, if me and you the same,
oh, okay.
we in the same house, and I'm eating and you not, ain't that going to make you feel a certain way after a while?
Hey, man, we going to fight like a motherfucker, bro. Let me get that
cornbread. Exactly. So what my point is,
we going to box or something, man. Some days I ain't letting you eat.
Like, you don't care? You feel me? Like, it's going to be some real problems. I want to bring Crystal into this argument. Like, Crystal, if you in the same house and you eating comfortably, right, and we just sitting there, you don't think that after a while we going to come after you?
I already know it's a target on me. It's on target on day one. I get it.
You feel me?
You
could be eating tomato soup, like, every day. Don't nobody care. We just watching you eat, though. Like, we watching you walk away, wiping your mouth off, like, oh, that was good. Like, nigga, then you lock the cabinet back up. Nigga, we finna beat you up over them keys. Now, my point of that whole thing,
hey, I don't mean to do that, but hey, you telling the truth, bro.
Real talk. But my point behind that, just for the listeners, my point behind that is, at what point did these Negroes in Texas find out that everybody else was free except them? Like, I think I'm going to have a problem even when I find it out. Like, no, quit playing. And what we all are celebrating. Huh?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Kimbo, but this my nigga Mo, man. He calling me on the other line and shit. I'm trying to figure out how can I add him into this conversation, bro.
Just give him the number.
Tell you some shit.
That's what I told you. Text him that number. Text him that number. He could call in.
I'm going to try to do that shit, but y'all carry on. Carry on.
But like,
please, carry
my point
on.
Of that, my point of that, though, I'm facting right now, you know what I'm saying? My whole point in that is, how is we looking celebrating the fact that this place in Texas was still enslaved? Who's celebrating right now? That seemed like a Texas-only holiday, but they have made it a national holiday. Are we making a mockery of our brothers in Texas and what they went through? I think so. I really think so. That's it, though. I'm. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all ain't got no thoughts on that, Crystal? You got any thoughts?
I mean, the only thing I can say is that a lot of our family has came from those down south areas. You know what I'm saying? So them to share that heritage to us, that was something that they was probably able to share. But, you know, for no one else to know what's going on, everyone's still running off of something that went on in Texas. It has nothing to do with Kansas. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with Chicago. You know what I'm saying? So now it's becoming, like I was telling you, it's becoming another Cinco de Mayo, for real, you know, so.
Yes, absolutely.
It's just kind of.
It's 100%.
Everyone's trying to get
money.
Go ahead,
I didn't mean to.
I say, partner body, I didn't mean to blend in on this at the same time. It's the 845 number, right?
Yes.
Let me see. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah. 845. Okay,
because
I got two different. Now, okay,
then.
Yeah. Let me read it back to you. The number that I got in my phone is 845 area code 277-9299.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes, so, that's right. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Hold on. I'm going to try to get this connected. Go ahead. Y'all carry on. Sorry
and
about
all
that.
All y'all listening, man, y'all can call that number right now, 845-277-9299, in case y'all want to chime in on that. Because, like I said, if we think about what's really happening, man, I really look at it like I'm not even finna explode on the plot right now, like, but I want to build up and lead up to it. The fact is that,
okay,
first and foremost, get these Negroes something to celebrate, right? And they going to party they whole time away, and they not even realizing what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we amplify something so big that low-key is so disrespectful because we had an agreement with the Emancipation Proclamation. And how could you keep this many people ignorant? I mean, you know about John Brown, right? He was from Kansas. You know? It seemed like to me he would have ran down to Texas to make sure that folks knew that y'all need to free these slaves. Right?
Yeah, but
was
he wasn't that type. I mean, that's what the stories talk about John Brown, but his true story, like when you actually hear about, you know, my mother talks about him and stuff like that. It ain't what
Hello?
You read in Google.
Yeah.
Mo.
It's not the same.
Mo.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, Mo, he right there. Yep. Hey, my god brother, Justin, Kango Kid, you know what I'm saying? Hey, say, we all online. It's three of us, bro.
Yeah, bro. What's happening, Mo? Where you out of, Mo?
I'm in Arizona right now.
You want to shout your city, man, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we on the radio for sure.
We live, bro. We live.
Man. Shit, now I'm from Dallas, though, bro. You know, Triple D, you know what I'm saying? So, no,
that's
a good
one.
All right, so hold on, guys. Thank you so much for your love and support. This is what I'm about to do. I'm going to play a song. I'm playing Kango Kid, Bad as We. I got you guys on in the back room right now. Let's go and do a warm-up, you know, introductory, something good.
Song for my niggas that just wanna beat up the block. Twas in the back of the Chevy, boy, and you know it's a box. Hustle gang with a QP, got some weed in my socks. Hustle gang with the QP, and we keep it the Glock. Double to a half pound, boy, and you know it's some loud. Only nigga that you hear talking when I stand in the crowd. Only nigga that you speak, you know I'm in love with the money. Chi-town back to Tennessee, and you know it's about money. Three trips, that's a three-peat. My bitch bang bang ski ski. My wrist cold, turn up the heat. Neck froze, there you go. Swipe nose, hoes no. Pretty little bitch with pretty toes. And she only doing what she told.
County ain't got no money, ain't no freeze on it. Your Cadillac ain't got no D's on it. And your necklace ain't got freeze on it. You don't want it, bad as me on it.
Got a lot of niggas from the hunnids, cold-blooded, stay blunted. Got a gun in a nigga belt, keep a hand on it like a clutch stomach. Nigga bet your whole block broke, put a band on it if you really want it. I got 20K, say I could take your bitch today. Your bitch see me like Superman, I'm fly up, up and away. Your money come from crushing cans, can't take bad bitches on dates. I do what I want, and you do what you can. That's the difference between a boy and a man. I could give your bitch the world, cause I got it in my hand. Early birds go get the worm, can't go taste a 100 grand. Got some blue suede shoes, go tell Elvis some of shit. Your bitch giving you the blues, what she see is what you get.
Man, that's always love, man, hearing that Kango Kid, you know, Badass We right there from the GoFundMe album, right. For real, for real.
All right, so we got Dallas in the building. We got Missouri in the building. We got Chicago.
And Phoenix.
All right, who else here?
And Phoenix. That's Mo.
No, I'm from Switzerland, man.
Oh, yeah. This is real well. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
what's
yeah.
what? What's what? Love it? Oh, hey, what I wanted to know, in Dallas, do you know a place called Heroes?
Well, say that. You're going to have to ask me that question one more time. I'm sorry.
It's a nightclub called Heroes.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know nothing about
club.
That.
That's a Jamaican club.
Yeah, Mo know more about Dallas than I do. Yeah,
I'm from Dallas, but it's a Jamaican club. Heroes is it's off of damn. I know what you're talking about though. It's kind of close to where you at, Shaw. Like
no Dallas.
Yeah.
No Dallas.
Yeah, like no, it's all like Walnut Hill. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been there like a couple of times.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
it's
Jamaican
on
club.
Greenfield.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right there by Presbyterian Hospital.
Hey, you're going to catch a contact as soon as you walk in that club, man.
But
they
band is the
it's
ish,
sold down
so.
Now.
Yeah, it's
oh
tore
God.
Down now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they did. Yeah, they did tear it down a couple years ago.
Yeah, they've been sold that down.
Yeah, I used to
well, that's
until I'm not from there when I... I'm glad I was able to get that building before they tore it down.
Oh,
so
okay.
I know. Oh, so it's tore down now?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's tore down, man. It's completely tore down. It was right there by Presbyterian Hospital. It was like when you go like listen to like Jamaican music or whatever the case may be. You know,
it's like
the
wild
hair. You know, yeah, Nigeria. Yeah, the whole nine yards.
That was
yeah.
It's
stuff,
like
man.
Wild
hair. They really be dancing, man.
What made you ask that, Queen?
Well,
I
was
Queen,
to go see.
I'm gonna keep calling you Queen. So go ahead.
I appreciate you. I went down there to see Dr. Cher Clazy, and I met a couple people, you know, down
you
there,
to go
whatever,
see
and
who?
They took
say
me out.
Again?
Dr. Cher Clazy.
Oh,
that
I don't
like
know who that is.
It sounds like
yeah.
a dance hall. It sounds like some kind of dance hall dude.
No,
oh,
he does.
Yeah.
It's not music. He studies the Egyptian. He goes actually
oh,
to Egypt
doctor.
And stuff and does
yeah,
tours
like
and stuff
place.
Like that, hieroglyphics. And he was able mm-hmm. to basically pinpoint a lot of things that
man.
Actually is real.
No, man.
I mean, but it was,
no,
I mean, basically
up,
let
man.
Me know Jesus was real. And I was like, that's what's up. Shit. For real.
Wait,
it's just that.
Man,
it's just that. It's just that everything is named
like
differently
like,
don't mean it's not real is what I get out of it. It was amazing.
Hey, y'all,
anyway,
on another note,
so let's go ahead and
on another note,
I mean,
look,
it don't matter.
We go there, because we already had the subject matter at hand. I don't want glue what
right.
we would. Because I was, like, basically drawing a point. Mo, since you just jumped in, I'm going to tell you the couple points that I drawn up. You know what I'm saying? See if you could agree. If you could agree or if you don't with this subject matter. But basically what I'm talking about is, like, when we celebrating June 10th,
yeah,
it's actually
deep in the matter.
It's actually celebrating black folks' ignorance to the freedom that they actually had. For a whole year and 2 months later.
But they couldn't read,
you know what
though,
I'm saying?
Man. They couldn't
so,
read, though.
So,
you know what I mean?
So,
like, I can't,
so
I
that ain't,
Mo,
Mo.
Mo, that ain't the issue,
Dick. Let me ask you this, Mo. What
no,
is
no,
your
what
point?
Saying is real. They were free for like 2 years before they knew that.
Okay, yeah, but what is your point on Juneteenth? You got the flow, bruh.
What's my point?
Well, I want to,
yes,
hold up, before
I'm
you do that,
you.
Before you do that, I want to make sure he know what exactly we done discussed up until this point, because that's kind of unfair to just throw you in the lines then, right? I'm sure you can handle yourself well, but let me just put it up here like this. So what I asked was, how would you feel if me and you the same,
okay.
you eating out the cabinet, I'm eating out the cabinet, and you just get to watch me eat? How would that make you feel after a while? Is you going to become vehement? You going to get angry, hostile? You going to be ready to fight and take the keys to the cabinet? Tell me what you would feel.
Now, you know, I'm like how Tupac said, man, after a while, motherfucker gonna stop asking, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker gonna be like picking a lock, coming through blasting, you know what I'm saying? Like, after a while, you get fed up, man.
Yeah.
Now,
that's exactly
up, man.
He asked me the same goddamn question, Kimbo. And I told him, man, I'd be ready to beat your head, nigga. You shouldn't have been.
You know?
Man, I'd be ready to beat your goddamn ass, bro.
Right. So what we celebrating, hold up though. What we celebrating is technically black folks having that feeling. You get what I'm saying to you? We finna throw a barbecue.
Yeah. And not
black
even knowing
folks
it.
Felt that way. Right. Because black folks felt that way for a whole year.
Nah, we had a barbecue at my job today, bro. I mean, I didn't know how to feel about it. I mean, I took a lot of it. Huh?
Was
yeah,
it
for
Juneteenth?
Juneteenth, man. Yeah,
damn.
Bro. I mean, not to say like, I was messed up about it or nothing, but I just did feel weird having white people celebrate Juneteenth, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Don't you
like,
feel
that, it just don't feel
don't
right,
you
man.
Feel.
You know, white ladies.
And
make
that's
sure.
It.
Yeah, you know, talking about happy June.
You might as well. Hey, say they might as well put a Confederate flag on the grill, bro. On the
grill. You were telling me happy Juneteenth. Like, what? That don't sound like what the hell is you talking about, happy Juneteenth?
Right, bro. Like, I don't even know how to feel.
Boy, that's
it's
crazy,
disrespectful.
Bro. That's crazy.
We gotta...
Like it, bro. Like, it just felt weird, dog.
You
can't
have nothing to say about life, and it ain't even on the right day. That's the funny part. It's not even on the right day. And, talking about
you're
the
right.
Father's Day,
right,
talking about Father's Day, you know, like, y'all can't even celebrate.
That's my ultimate point right now.
Yeah, you're right about
that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I just don't like the commercialization of it. Like, I feel like if they really want to celebrate Juneteenth, we need to talk about reparations. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
what they
really
need to be doing, man. They want to do some symbolism bullshit. You know what I mean? And then I don't feel right about white people getting off day. You supposed to take your ass to work. Fuck, you gonna get an off day for Juneteenth? You know what I mean?
There
like,
you
crazy.
Go.
Right.
That's
there
crazy
you go.
Shit,
that's wild.
Yeah.
That's
this
wild,
is wild
shit, man.
To
like,
so where my head is, Mo, and I mean, I want everybody on the panel to really
person,
just
man.
Look
I'm
at this. Person. Yeah, like let's
you
look
did
at this for real. Like, we are sitting in a point where Father's Day pretty much is like the worst holiday ever celebrated. But now, they done threw something else up in there to, like, what?
And why you, and why you think
that
is? Why you...
That's what
okay
I'm saying.
Go ahead.
We are right now covering up what should be important and what's needed at every home is a father. But we're going to cover it up with a black holiday, which promotes the absence of black fathers because now we just kicking it for Juneteenth. I'm sorry, bro. Hey, I need to bring back, let's bring back getting the tennis balls and the ties. Getting dad a tie for Father's Day, please. I'm cool without the barbecue that I know everybody celebrates Juneteenth about. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool about that. Go ahead and bring back the ties and the socks. Dad needs socks. Dad needs socks.
Nah, man. Good. The socks are crucial, bro. I ain't gonna lie, man. Hey, man.
The light up
socks,
ties
bro
and shit. Go ahead and bring it back.
I'll take it a step farther than what you just said, bro, because what you said was right, bro, about how they trying to eliminate the black fathers, like, on Juneteenth with, you know what I mean, like, the Father's Day. But on MSNBC, bro, they got a thing called Black Woman or the Culture, and that shit dropping on Father's Day, bro. They got a whole special just about black women on Father's Day.
Wow.
And I'm like, bro, that's crazy, wow, dog. Like, why would they do that? You know what I mean? Like,
wow,
they could have said something about Juneteenth. They could have said black people of the culture. They said, nah, black women of the culture. Damn.
This is heard here on Art Unity Network Radio. Y'all hearing it all in one place right here. This don't make no damn sense. I mean, here we are. Listen, we are all of the culture. We all black folks right here on this,
yeah,
on this blog talk. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, anybody want to call and punch in a point? Anybody want to call and punch in a point? You know what I'm saying? Like, please dial the number. Hit the number 1. The number is 845-277-9299. Y'all want to call and punch in y'all point? How you feel about this? Please do. If you
say
it,
Mo,
video,
you need to listen to that number, bro. Because anytime that you feel as though that, you know what I'm saying, you want a podcast or get on the radio or, you know what I'm saying, just talk about how your feelings is, you know what I'm saying, it's a good thing. It's a motivation type demonstration. It's something that's going to heal your soul, you know what I'm saying, anything that you want to just let loose, you know what I'm saying. And
hey,
that's
this
just
is
what
a particular
that is.
Number. This number is particular to this podcast,
I'm
for sure.
Too,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but Blog Talk Radio is where it's at, man. Like I say, we want to make sure that y'all are thinking about it the right way, because a lot of people end up doing shit because they don't think about it in the first place. If you was just, listen, half of them slaves that couldn't read, the ones that couldn't read were smart as hell. Like, you couldn't run anything by them. So what I'm saying is of course, as a country, I'm not going to allow this to become a holiday because they're going to look too far into it. If there's anything we should be celebrating, in my opinion, is the ending of the Civil War, because that should be the day that the rest of the country was free. That should be the day that we should be celebrating. We celebrate our contribution to the war. Mm-hmm.
When Robert E. Lee surrendered.
Okay.
That was the end when he surrendered. You know what I mean? So, yeah,
exactly.
So you're saying that day.
That day should be when we should celebrate. But I'm just saying, out of all smartness, because what we doing is celebrating the fact that y'all was in Texas. The ones in Texas were withheld a whole extra year. I don't get that. I don't get that. And then if there's something for Texas, go ahead.
I was just saying that, April 9th should actually be the end of Civil War, is what it says on here. 1865.
April 9th.
Yeah,
April 9th. April 9th, and you said April 9th, what? What year?
1865.
I thought that was 66. God damn. Okay.
No, that's Juneteenth. Juneteenth is 66. So that's what they celebrating is the release.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, June 19th.
Okay, y'all confused.
June 19th.
Yeah,
in a couple months
off.
All I'm saying, is 1865 is when the Civil War ended, where the rest of the black folks everywhere else got their freedom.
But they
but
didn't recognize
place,
that until a year later, though.
This is in Texas where they didn't recognize it. This is only a Texas holiday, like Mo said. This should only be a Texas holiday. But they made it a national holiday. My man's is all the way in Arizona, and they throwing Juneteenth barbecue. That don't make no sense.
Hey,
that's
work,
why
man.
We want to educate.
Damn, bro, that's a lot, dog.
Hey,
they had watermelon soda, bro. I'm like, damn, bro.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
How you know when the Father's Day barbecue, bro?
Because
they said happy
disrespect.
Like, they said it was
no
June
season on food.
Like, real, like,
yeah. Oh, man, come on,
like,
man.
But the thing about it was
they had everything.
Yeah,
everything.
Bro.
It sound like.
Like I said, the thing about it, that really kind of just threw me out, though, was just a white girl that was just kind of, I don't know, like she was treating it like it was like a 4th of July, like it was the 4th of July or something, bro. Like, happy June 10th, happy June 10th. Like, come on, man. It wasn't even on the June 10th for y'all,
hey,
man.
Hey, let me find out.
Yeah, I used to be a happy June. We shouldn't have been no slaves in the first place. You know what I mean?
Hey, Dave, let me find out you. Let me find out you got a snow bunny on Juneteenth, bro.
I will wear out a little white chick on Juneteenth. What you talking about?
The devil broke the mold when he made it.
I'm sorry, bro. I just felt as though I had to slide that shit in, bro. You know what I'm talking about?
I know how you do.
Hey, man, the fact is, we trying to make sure we not co-signing to the bullshit, y'all. Like, real. Hey, we trying to just make sure we ain't co-signing to the bullshit. And we just saying, low-key, this is another way for white folks to call us nigga. I ain't even finna front with you. Everybody, if you ain't woke to the fact, man, just don't be woke to it. This is celebrating ignorance. I'm sorry. I can't help but to say that over and over again. This is a constant celebration of our ignorance, which should not be cool in no language, no country. I don't think they do that nowhere. Who celebrates being ignorant to something?
Here's another thing I look at it like, man, Joe Biden got in office and passed it. I ain't trying to get on the political thing, but
yeah,
I feel like he passed some bullshit, man. Like, he was doing that thinking that he was going to get, you know, black people was going to be happy about it, you know what I mean? And it was like, bro, like, really?
Right.
Like I said, I think a lot of black people just really would like to get reparations or some with some substance, you know what I mean? Not no bullshit ass holiday that everybody get a day off on, you know what I mean?
That's what I was saying. A whole day.
So, yeah,
like the bank closed on Monday. The bank closed on Monday for Juneteenth.
That's crazy.
Wow. All the government jobs
on Sunday, though.
Juneteenth
ain't got nothing to do with Monday.
Nah, but they're going to close it on Monday.
That's what he's saying.
It's just like how they have
they
holidays
recognize.
On Sunday. They close on Monday like that. They call it a bank holiday.
Yeah. They say recognizing the holiday. Yup. It's in the calendar. Yup.
Yeah.
Hey, say, I just want to say one thing, you know, sometimes I call it and sometimes that I don't. But what I wanted to say is, man, God bless Miss Oprah Lee, you know what I'm saying, if she going to get her ass out there in 100 and some degree weather and walk. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sorry. Hey, say, hey, just God bless her soul, bro. She go get that ass out there in 100-plus degree weather. The heat index like 110, and you gonna get your ass out there and walk. Come on, man. Oprah. It's Oprah Lee.
Who is that?
You don't know
it don't matter.
Oprah
it's
Lee.
Her age.
Man, come on, bro. You don't know who Oprah Lee is, bro. She the one that got it signed off to be a motherfucking holiday. Excuse me.
So she the one that co-signed Joe Biden.
Yes. She signed, you know, yes. Oprah Lee, black lady. Yeah.
But, how old is she though? That's the big question. How old is she?
She about 93, 94 or some shit.
Man, boy, if don't nobody stop her old ass from walking.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like
bro,
like that's
just said that, bro.
That's unreal. Like who the hell
that's doing too much.
They finna televise this travesty?
Hey, look up Oprah Lee. Her name, hey, say her shit. Hey, her name is spelled O-P-A-L. Oprah Lee. I'm telling you.
I don't care about her name, bro. I care about defining the word humanity right now, nigga. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, we finna let this woman the whole country finna let this old ass woman go for a walk.
As hell.
How far she walking? Look, how far she walking?
Oh yeah. You know how those parades be? It's gonna be a whole parade.
You know they don't make niggas like they used to, man. The mold
right.
Got so strong in the mud, man.
Well,
damn.
Hey, say she walked to the White House to get that bill signed.
Hey, big mama,
yeah.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that man. Somebody need to tell Ms. Opal she done already did enough. I just don't know where is them people at. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man.
Opal, you
hey, that's black
enough.
History,
yeah,
man.
Bank,
y'all
yeah.
Bullshit, bro. That's black history, bro. What the hell you talking
yeah.
about?
Man.
No, that's
just like, hey, that's just like Rosa Parks. Hey, goddamn, I got them on slap shit out your
I'm
ass.
I'm
not getting off the seat. Yeah, on the bus.
We going to fight, huh?
Shit.
Let's go.
Hell
yeah.
Man.
Now,
man,
look
I'm
up one day
course,
you
man.
Got the other
and,
race saying Happy Kwanzaa pretty soon.
Yeah,
Happy Kwanzaa. You be like, word.
Don't nobody celebrate Kwanzaa, though, man. Kwanzaa actually pretty good, man. But the day,
it's very
the day
good, but you got
Kwanzaa,
the wrong people saying Happy Kwanzaa,
you're
going to feel a different way.
Mo, listen to her. Listen to what she's saying, brother. Go ahead, sweetheart.
I said, if the other races start saying Happy Kwanzaa, you're going to feel a different kind of way. And that's how it feels with someone saying Happy Juneteenth to you. I'm like, what you call this, though? Like, your
heritage if they say Happy Kwanzaa, I don't know about that. No, I wouldn't feel bad if they say Happy Kwanzaa. Juneteenth is the reason why I don't like that, because I feel like, you know, white people, you know, race, you know, slavery and all that. They was the reason for Juneteenth, you know what I mean? So that's the difference,
right.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, I wouldn't trip
like
on them.
Like stabbing you in the back and
well,
then coming to the hospital.
I'm going to tell you why,
wait,
because,
yeah.
Okay,
listen,
for example,
listen.
I went to a Women of Color conference, right? And so they was able,
yeah.
They were from different origins and different nations and stuff, and they came to this one place. The thing that was different between them and my people of color, I would say it like that, you know, African-American, whatever you want to say that you are, Hebrew, whatever, whatever. Anyway,
Becky,
you can only go
right
so
now?
Far back. You can go only so far back in your heritage as far as how things are between women and men in your family, you know what I'm saying? Where they're able to
yeah.
explain exactly how it is because they have rituals and different things they do. Those things were stripped from us to a certain degree to where we're lost when it comes to that. We can't be like, hey, I remember this is what we wear, this type of coat for this celebration or whatever the case may be. So why I say that is like, okay, we got Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is very positive, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's to care with people.
Positive.
That's who we are. That's who we are naturally. However, if someone
yeah.
else is that's not us, why are they even celebrating that? Because it has nothing to do with them. It's not their business. Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
just like
it's so
just
you
like
got, you got a point. Yeah,
just,
you got a point about that.
You know, so it's kind of
like
one of those things.
That's one of the days actually is about unity, but it is all the principles. Ujima,
yeah.
What is that?
I'm
not
totally
even
going
to try and do all that. Look, all the principles
yeah, really,
are...
Yeah, it's really a black holiday, man. Like, really ain't supposed to be,
yeah.
you know.
Okay, but wait, Mo. Let Kango talk. Go ahead, bro.
But you got the Naomi, the Ujima, the... You know what I'm saying? Each one of them principles were representative of lessons that I guess, you know, our virtues, you know what I'm saying? Like they learned over time, perfected, and this is really what humanity should be about. And it is a lesson for all of humanity, although, like I say, each one of those principles are African principles. So I definitely feel where she's coming from with that.
Definitely. It should be practiced, but I mean, I wish Kwanzaa was bigger than it was, you know, than it is right now. You know, because
it probably is somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like, somewhere else, it's probably very big. But, however, we're here in America, man. I mean, hey, man, sometimes I ain't finna lie to you. You're going to have to just really, really, like, take your hat off to your captors, because these motherfuckers done captured you, changed your whole lifestyle, and a few generations later, these motherfuckers love this shit. You feel me? Like, and that's the same thing what I'm saying with this celebrating Juneteenth. You have to be a fucking fool if you think that this is a good exchange. And again, like you said, Joe Biden, we talking about the same motherfucker that said, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. This is the dude that put this into position. I really don't know how to feel.
No shit like that, bro.
No, I didn't say that. He told you Charlemagne the God. He did an interview.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, God damn.
No, he said that.
Oh, what are you saying?
Yeah, so, he was like, what you say about black people that don't vote, you know, that want to vote for Trump or something like that. And he was like, well, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black or something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
then his narrative is coming from a place where he want to seemingly focus on black people, but I'm telling you, where is the delegation that has done anything for us? There has been no act of Congress in his time in office that's done anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, bro. They pushing black people to the back, bro. And
yeah.
My only issue is like a lot of people like, let's not vote. But I think black people still should vote. But I ain't saying just vote Democrat. Yeah. I just think, you know, we need to get our own candidates, man, because just vote Democrat ain't helping, you know what I mean?
We almost I was raised like that.
I ain't even gonna lie. My mom always tell me just vote straight Democrat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's bullshit, and, man. Like, we Democrats. I'm sorry. But that should be the thing that, because, like, all right, I was raised, and I'm going to take it to religion for a second. I was raised Baptist, you know what I'm saying? But then when I found my church home, it was a non-denominational church, which was a combination of four different denominations. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Pentecostal churches. Way more foreign than that Southern Baptist church I grew up in. Because the church will tell you come as you are. But at a Southern Baptist church, they're going to pull your ass to the side and tell you next time, don't come in that. Don't come in no gym shorts next time. Next time,
yeah,
make sure
crazy,
that you...
man.
Right, you know what I mean?
That's crazy,
like, that's...
That's the same way I look at it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But that's the same way I look at the political view. Because the fact is until you dip your toe into understanding what that politic is all about or that political outlook is all about, because one thing I had learned is the Democratic point of view was throw your money out to everywhere else and don't worry about it coming back. It's going to somehow come back. The Republican point of view is just like the Jewish point of view. We keep our money, our dollar in our neighborhood or in our country as much as we can. You feel me? Like, so that shit ain't going nowhere else before it goes somewhere else. And that's mainly what it is. So if you want some global ideas, you good?
I got to say something about that one, bro.
Okay, well, let me finish, and you definitely hold your point.
Hey, say,
let me finish this up, and you can hold your point.
Hey,
say.
Hey, hold on real quick, man.
I don't
want to
leave that
hang.
I don't want to leave that hang. But my main thing is I'll use the interstate system as a understanding of that, right? The Democratic Party was exploited with the interstate system, but that was before there was ever even a separation. The separation came and created Republicans after the interstate system, because they was like, Republicans, like, we're not going to give people money where we can't get money back. You get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, they kept on with that policy. So if you even look at, if you pay attention to the stimulus checks that we were getting, everyone that they passed had a fuck ton of other money that they sent to other countries. Every one of them. They sent money to...
It's a lot of money.
Right. it was like shit for gender research. Nigga, like, are you fucking kidding me? I want to know whose bank account was set up to say gender research. And all this shit happened while Trump was in office, so he was a Republican, but he couldn't do nothing to stop it, so he told the American people what each one of them bills was all about. So that was some weird shit because Nancy Pelosi pushed that shit. She pushed it so hard, which now you got Joe Biden in office, and his ass is pushed so hard to make Joe
Biden
a national holiday.
Hey, Mo, that's what you get for asking the question, bro.
I mean, that ain't that. I hope that y'all see that point, because whatever they've been pushing is just to tuck our ass away and say that they did something for us for years. So like you say, don't
right.
you blindly vote
don't
Democrat?
Add up.
Right, blindly
yeah,
vote Democrat, not realizing what's happening to people.
Yeah, no, nah, man. Like I said, man, I didn't like Trump, you know what I mean? I didn't like neither one of the candidates, man. I wish we had a better candidate,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I agree with you, man. Like, even like how everything going up right now, the gas, all that, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like, really, it's bullshit, bro. Like, they really just, they blaming Russia and all this, but really, bro, they just
exactly.
getting greedy, you know what I mean?
You have to have an end that justifies the means, and when you got people that don't know shit about
right.
war, what you tell them? You tell
yeah.
them war.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you
okay,
got an uneducated,
so
you got an uneducated master, man, you can do anything, you know what I mean?
Shit from?
Hey, Shoutown, you too far away, bro.
Okay. Is this close enough? Where is...
Yeah, ask your question.
Where are they getting the oil from? To the United States.
They not... Nah,
y'all
they got
are
oil here, bro. They got no oil here,
right,
bro. They raising up the oil prices.
No.
They price gouging. If you look it
absolutely.
Up, bro, you'll see that they really trying to stop the oil companies from price gouging because the price of a barrel of oil didn't go up. It's still the same. They just raised the price up.
Are you
up,
serious? So wait.
Huh?
So there's a loophole in the reflection of gas prices. Because if the price of oil
yeah.
didn't go up, hell no. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all, listen.
Yeah, yeah,
everybody listening
gouging.
To this podcast.
And that's the problem
everybody...
I got with it, because, like, the House Democrats actually did try to bring up legislation to stop them from doing that. Then all the Republicans shot it down. But you got to look at who gets paid by who. You know what I mean?
Right.
So a lot of them, like Mitch McConnell and stuff like that, they getting paid from these big oil companies, you know what I mean, to keep them getting these big profits, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, of course they're not going to pass no legislation to rein them in, you know what I mean?
Right, not until they
yeah,
got
I mean,
stole from us already.
Yeah. Like, even, like, people be like, oh, they need to start to go to renewable energy. They're not going to do that until they can get money from it, man. They trying to figure out how they can get... It'll be a million electric cars out in the road the minute they can find out how to tax everybody for that shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, bro. You gotta start a paper trail, you know what I mean?
How do you exchange putting a gas pump in your tank for 5 minutes or 2 minutes tops for putting your car at the electric pump for 4 hours? I'm sorry, I can't. That's a bad exchange. I know some cars is like 11 hours
you
to charge them up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's a bad exchange, man. Hey, but Crystal, man, are you gonna play any more music, or we could definitely use a little break real quick so we could gather our thoughts on what we've been discussing so far. You know what I'm saying? I think you should put on something hot. You know what I mean?
I feel you on that. I actually did have a couple songs in mind. I thank y'all so much for building with us. make sure that you call in. Thank you for your love and support. 845-277-9299.
Mo.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My mind is like a treasure just aided me on my earthly quest. Keep your eyes on ready set, prepare for the coming as it gradually will take its steps. Redefine the pain, let the worry clean the mess. Soil your mind a dirty vest, a even chest. Relax your soul, lay your head from the psychosocial death. Weak state of mind, vulnerable thoughts in this weak state of mind. Today's this week, still can't save the time. They stone my back as I climb just to sidetrack my drive. To rewrite my flight, prerequisite to stop all my might. Even rearrange the strength, I recover once revived. For a sec, I thought the high road to be to the other side. Now I gotta live with my brother not alive. You wonder if I'm alright, say I'm incredible. So don't let them tell you otherwise, that's word to the wise. My voice is just a earth song reprise. The end of evil times, just listen to me. I'm that wise whisper in the night. Eyes close that I will sight, angels from the highest height. We oppose a strike, they move in to take a strike. Confused by the wrong or right. It's more like the abuse, take a rocky road to a short life. I think it's safe to say they hate my self-love. Or to bring me down when they see a nigga up. So I remain high to help me give less of a fuck. The nights pass, send me a message inside a wind's gust. To refocus on my trust is a must. Demons know they wrong, know they bubble by the bus. Third degree burns since you say you up a crust. While we at it, up a cup.
Don't tell nobody. What am I talking about? Tell everybody about AUN_radio, the best podcast here on Anchor.fm and Spotify. All right? And also, make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. Peace and blessings.
Balance between heaven and earth, rebirth, sense of self-worth. Raising my energy to a frequency steadily, mentally, metaphysically, quantum being, a life feeling. Comes over me when I meditate, conscious elevate, gives me reason to celebrate, escape into a heaven state. And when I dream, I have visions of premonitions, of no more divisions, breaking down these prisons, open up a wisdom. I envision us raising into attention, out of this dimension, gaining a connection in a new direction. Understanding the tree of knowledge about no college, human beings, are we a reflection of the universe? Demons wanna curse, cause they wanna own the planet Earth. I'm thinking that when we raise our consciousness, they will disperse. Higher to fifth dimension, we're fighting the ship invention, the rising of all the nations, aspiring the corporations.
We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. I come together as one and not separate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. I can't get with one and not separate.
It's like open up imaginations, visions to meditation, manifestation and activation of your self-creation. Seven inner body chakras, factors in our well-being. Working together every sector in ourselves, feeling energy, emotion, coasting through my spirit ocean. Sending signals into outer space, amazing human race. And they're filling a different case, the fallen angels made a race. Lots of dark, the mortal women creating giant children. Power division is colossal as we grind and struggle. People forced to hustle and a tussle as they keep us modeled. The elite don't want us to know our inner power. It's time for revolution, we gon' make us in a cower. Causing confusion, 9-11 as it hit the tower. Take away your liberty, convince you that it's for your safety. I think it's crazy, but maybe we're in a new awareness. Venice is, we're hitting ascension into a new dimension.
We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. I come together as one and not separate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. I come together as one and not separate.
We are masters of our own destiny, self-creatively. Understand our capability, that's infinity. We put our barriers against the forces that are gorgeous. Open up inside us, see it flawless, how could you ignore it? It's time we put aside the hate and the frustration. Open up an ocean of emotion, potent like a potion. Drawing people in our life that ignite the light. Supposed to be shining bright, hope to these dying eyes. We're gonna elevate, they can't hold us down. Now I'm seeing through the dark clouds and feeling when my heart smiles. Vibrations in my body echo round space. No longer displaced, feel safe as I elevate. Grace as I raise blaze, flames is my aim. It's a shame we refrain from the game of our inner maze. And centering, start seeing inside.
inside the spinning place. Get it straight when our minds slip, we can elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. I'll come together as one and not separate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. We need to elevate, we need to elevate. I'll come together as one and not separate.
That happens. If one applies that specifically to this world, there will be no starvation, because you will actually understand how you create starvation in this world. There will not be a profit and loss system like we have currently, because you will notice that only a few benefit and most suffer. There will not be the amount of corruption and lies and cheating and everything in this world, because you'll realize that in the physical, eventually you get caught.
Much love. First song was New Rock. We take it of mine. Much love the craft music with Mind Elevation. Get into one more song. This is Alicia Keys with Butterflies. Got a little request in. Let's go on and get it and get back into the build. Much love. Thank you. back here on the bill. Thank you so much for joining us. JC, I really appreciate you being here on the platform.
Man, it was definitely a pleasure being here. And everybody, just so y'all know, they had to go, you know what I'm saying? But we definitely thank Chi-Town, you know what I'm saying, and Mo for coming through, man. That was big, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, but you definitely sometimes need the platform for the big discussions. Man, like, Ikaip, I really love this. This was a great show. How'd you feel about it?
I mean, it was nice. This really had me thinking, like, why we just follow one another, you know what I'm saying, without really knowing what's going on with the story behind Juneteenth, you know what I'm saying, so we can actually follow our own tradition. If that's
real
the
deal.
Case, follow our own traditions, you know, like, why celebrate something on a date that it's not on? You know, that's like,
right.
Well, I mean, I understand, like, a birthday, like me, I celebrate the whole month. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I know what date my birthday's on, though. So
right.
It still won't be right if right. I don't celebrate on that day. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about it, JC?
I really feel like, you know, first off, since everybody want to move, if we still got listeners or whatever the case may be, if everybody want to move and move together, I think that everybody should definitely donate to the show. Is that Cash App, $CLYNNME20? That's CLYNNME20. And if y'all all want to move together, man, I mean, donate $5 at the same time, Lord knows, man. Could definitely take this platform to something bigger. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, moving blindly, you know, to speak on what you're asking, though, moving blindly is a ridiculous thing. Like, you know, I can't just keep on moving with the crowd, man. Even the Bible says that the road to destruction is wide. You get what I'm saying? Like, so if everybody is on this one road, you have to know it's leading to destruction. So when you got a narrow gate, man, we had a chance to do so much here in this country, being like a small percent of the population, 13%. But we still letting the masses lead us, man. That means we on that wide road to destruction. Why don't we take a little time and move individually, you feel me, as a people, as a culture, as a race or whatever the case it may be. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, this is insignificant behavior, and we need to do whatever we can maturely to raise our behavior, level up. We got to boss up, y'all. Come on.
I definitely believe in that. Definitely believe in that. You know, it's just getting in touch with our people, you know what I'm saying? Finding different ways of doing. So that's why I think I ride so hard with art in general. Like, you know, art is a collective of things, but it's how you create it to help the people, the large mass of people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even if it's just one person, you know, it'd be like, hey, okay, you know, maybe y'all might be feeling the same thing. Like, hey, I know that I'm celebrating Juneteenth, and I don't know necessarily why. And of course, we don't want to disrespect. We don't want to cause no disrespect to those who think of it as the tradition that it's supposed to be. But it's like, well, when you're looking in the history, it's for this one location. And we think of it as like, okay, this is all of us, and it might be
absolutely.
All of us, but why isn't it celebrated for each state as being free per se? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like one of those bills where it's just like, right.
I'm listening. No, I'm just saying that it's like celebrating the hopes. Yeah.
It's like just wanting to learn more and stuff like that before I even start to celebrate a holiday. It's like it's always something behind it, something deeper and gruesome behind a lot of our holidays, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of makes me think, like, why celebrate something that's supposed to be for every day anyway, you know? And then if it's not celebrated every day, you know why it's not. Because
even more than that, though,
really
if I could touch on your point.
Yeah.
But to build on with you, man, look at what's happening. That's black folks are really only going to be the ones celebrating. I mean, that to me, that situation, throwing a Juneteenth barbecue on Friday, here's the fact. Juneteenth this year is actually Father's Day. And all them other families in them other homes, what you think they're going to be celebrating? They're going to be celebrating Father's Day. They're not going to give a hot goddamn about no Juneteenth. So let's just take a moment to reflect on that. You know, where you want to think about what's actually happening.
I hear you with that.
What's that? If
you
want to take a look at what's happening. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
I think it was lagging a little bit. I apologize.
But
go ahead.
No, you was getting ready to say something. Oh, okay. Well, here's the deal. If we look at what's applicable in this situation, you know, when people think of negative stuff, they naturally notate black folks. When you think about crime, you think about black on black, you think about this, you think about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we sometimes take, you know, the record for the worst things. And fact is, right now, let's just say America has a problem, period, with recognizing that it comes a time where we need to put those that are naturally leaders in the position of leadership. And right now, what we're doing is we're destroying the leadership position for the father by covering it up, you know, and it's only happening in one race. Ain't nobody else going to do this. Next year for Father's Day, we can see how that goes too. Because Juneteenth will be on a Monday. I guarantee you people will be barbecuing on Sunday and forget to tell somebody's father or their own father
Happy Father's Day.
It's just that simple. So why would we dare overshadow something that we know is necessary with something that celebrates our ignorance for a whole year in 2 months? That's my question to the American people, or even if you overseas, why don't you ask your American friend who should be listening to this podcast right now, why y'all celebrating Juneteenth? You know, ask it with your accent. You know what I mean? Like, what are you celebrating, Juneteenth? Because
all right, Kango, I appreciate your point of view. It looks like we got a couple of callers that want to add to this build. So I'm gonna let in.
Oh wow.
I'm gonna let in this one first caller here. In the end, 7244, peace and blessings. State your name, please.
My name is Shabazz.
All right, welcome to the show, Shabazz.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Well, my opinion on Juneteenth is that I feel like it's needed, and I'm going to say to this degree that 100% black folks are celebrating out of ignorance every European holiday there is, regardless if they know what they're celebrating or not. So I do feel like with this being an added one, it can be a conversation piece. It can be something where we are able to now go forward and create things that are different. You understand? We create other subcultures from this culture because black folk didn't know how to feel good about celebrating their own thing. You understand? Before then. Now,
right.
I do feel like being that it's recognized as a European holiday, by the time it gets there, they've already fondled with it. They've already played with it. They've already tricked it out and all this other stuff. So I do encourage that we be mindful of that. And also be mindful that you have other things that are overshadowing this time, like Lil Nas X coming out saying that he wants to have some word or something in the busty or something included into the dictionary. So this is where you're actually going into the audacity and that these homosexuals have. And sometimes for us as black folks, we're even afraid to stand up and state who we are. You understand? But what they're going to do is put these exchanged the black pride with pride. So now you got this black boy who is basically the face of homosexuality, of the pride movement, and now you have him being boisterous at this time. So what you can have in this parallel is where they're going to mesh the two and say, well, hey, he's black, he's a descendant of a slave, and he's, you know, or however they want to word it. So I think it's very important that, you know, even at a Juneteenth festival we had here, the first one, it was a homosexual guy. He was kind of flown. And that's not, I'm not knocking anybody what they do, but that's not, when we're talking about trying to repair the fundamental things that have been broken in, you know, the most terrorized race of people known to man, which is us as black African people, whatever we want to call ourselves, those people.
Exactly.
Right? And it's going to be very important for us to do the necessary things to get us back to where we need to get to. So, I think we should hold these things accountable, like you guys are having the conversation, seeing what is good for us. Even at this time, I feel like black fathers should be kind of, with Juneteenth and with it being Father's Day, now they kind of give black fathers the room to now maybe have a pro-black voice. You understand? Where I know me as a pro-black father, you know, that might have been corny. But you understand what we're telling our children? To love themselves. I appreciate you with the love that you're giving me. But what I want you to do as a father is to love your own black self. I want you to love yourself. You understand? From the creation that came from me. So, you know, there are some things that I feel like that can be had from this. But us as black folks, we could potentially get lost in the ignorant sauce.
Absolutely. I want to touch on that, Shabazz, if you don't mind, because that's exactly what happened with Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter came out as a, as a balloon, and it basically covered up, because I think it began with the Ferguson, Missouri situation. Was that Mike Brown?
Right.
Ferguson, Missouri. Yeah, that was when they began their calls. But then if you went to their website, they changed it now, but it's still some fishy words in the equation. Bro, they used black like it was a token word. They used words like queer folks, cisgender, you know, bisexual, homosexual, and they said that they were against the heteronormative thinking. Do you know what that is? That is your father being in leadership of the household. You know what I mean? That is the wife being second in command, and then there's children. So if I'm removing the heteronormative, then wouldn't it be normal to have a Lil Nas X right there being the face of whatever is going on right now?
Right,
we're going to basically dissolve Father's Day with this movement. And it's exactly what you said is exactly what they did with Black Lives Matter. All that money that they came up with, and they even tried to throw Trayvon Martin into Black Lives Matter, but BLM was supposed to have been about specifically police officers killing young black men.
Right.
So a police officer did not kill Trayvon Martin. That was a goofy walking down the street patrolling his own neighborhood. That's the strangeness about it. So, man, what I'm saying is people will reach in order to make it seem like that they organization and they point is more worth its actual value.
Right, right.
That's all I had.
And thank you so much for sharing your opinion. It really does matter here on the platform. Like, it really does. I wanted to go ahead and add another caller here on the bill. You're more than welcome to stay on as we continue to keep adding to our discussion. If you want to chime in, just say something. We'll go from there. Caller 4600, state your name.
This is Pianca, and that was my man Equani calling in from the South Carolina. But what is Juneteenth all about, Tango?
Okay, so the actual what I'm discovering is that everybody else was received freedom after the Civil War due to the Emancipation Proclamation. And after the war was over, no matter which side you was on, you was going to be free. Because they had some blacks fighting in the South as well as some blacks fighting in the North. But that was the agreement. Get these black folks free. Well, Texas apparently withheld the information, and these folks were ignorant to it for a whole year and 2 months. So, and it's just in Texas. And apparently, Texas's acknowledgement of blacks being free has now become a national holiday celebrated everywhere.
Yeah, but you say Texas. Why do people in Oregon and Idaho, way the hell up in Vermont, have anything to do with that?
Exactly.
That's
my
the
point.
Problem I got. And then people
exactly
say, "Well, who's the president at the time?"
During that time, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln didn't have no jurisdiction over Texas. And those states that left the Union, he had no jurisdiction over them. They said bye, just like
right.
when your wife divorced you. Or just like
right.
Tina Turner, who has left America and took up citizenship. They can't tell her nothing. She ain't American no more.
Right, right.
And you know who he had control over? He had control over those slaves that escaped and went to the Union lines for refuge. That's the only one he had control over.
Mm-hmm.
And even so, Native Americans didn't give up their slaves until a year later in 1866. And you know what conditions was that they gave them up? You want us to give up our property, you're going to pay us for it. Which, guess what, the United States did. So this is nothing more than a bunch of Democrats trying to appease black voters. Blacks being bamboozled
exactly.
once again. And,
exactly.
it's just laughing. Now, I don't have no problem with people celebrating. Celebrate what they want to. But under this pretense, this is a big old show, man. It's a horse and pony show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
like,
anyway,
look at
I just wanted to comment on that.
It's
hypocrisy. And it,
yeah.
Did you say you had the, you know, I don't have nothing against homosexuals, but I don't want them teaching my kids. I tell you that right now.
Right.
My kids ain't going to be in no classroom with a homosexual teacher that I know
right.
of. And then their better half come in, if he's a male, and hug him and kiss him in front of the classroom. I don't want
right.
that. I'm sure you wouldn't either.
I definitely agree with that. You know, and again, like I say, the big thing about this to me and is the overshadowing of the Father's Day, man. So to both you brothers, man, happy Father's Day. You know,
thank you very much, sir.
Still on as well. Absolutely.
You too, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll tell you, happy Father's Day myself. You know, yeah, I'm sure that we might not be able to talk together, but I hope that you guys do enjoy your Father's Day.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is important to know, you know, what they're dissolving right now, their agenda, because if you take leadership out of the homes, then you have a bunch of followers. We're talking about, listen, men, as you are leaders, your sons will try to imitate you. You know what I mean? So I act like my father. I'm sorry, I can't help you. My dad, he was in my life. That was my leader. And, man, I mean, it's from time to time, if you call his house and I'm happen to be, if I'm down there, you know, you call his house, I answer the phone, you swear up and down, everybody else swear up and down that it was him that answered the phone. If he answers my cell phone right now, if he up here, you know, everybody would swear that was still me on the phone because me and him talk exactly the same. And that's the thing. If I could get you to stop following your leadership, typically you'll probably start following mine. So that's the thing to be careful of, man. Political agendas are way bigger than what you can see right here in your face. If I could keep on serving the women, right, like we're going to get them food stamps, Medicaid. We're going to make sure that they win in the divorce settlement. You get what I'm saying? Like we are making sure and we are normalizing that real men ain't nothing. That's becoming a problem because real men, real leaders, that's everything.
Okay, well, thank you all for sharing. I really do appreciate it. This build was eye-opener, you know. I really hope that we find meaning behind why we're celebrating, you know what I'm saying? And not to forget our fathers, you know what I'm saying? So that was major. Like, that should be something being protested, because that's everybody. If everybody's celebrating something, everyone should be able to enjoy it and not have to worry about another holiday on top of that, you know? So that being said, I wanted to play a song. If that was cool, you can finish your statement. But the song that I had in mind when you was speaking about your father and different role models that you've had, I was thinking of that Black Role Model song that you made.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I
can't even say nothing. Yeah, I'm like, I can't even say nothing. You just, that's real. That's the perfect time. This is Father's Day. Yeah, I'm going to let you have that one. I'm my phone's on mute. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get on to that bill, y'all. Peace.
I grew up without a role model, inspired by rappers just trying to pop a bottle. Transition to popping pills to pop a model. Got me chasing after fast women full throttle. If I was hardly coddled, never formed a bond. If I never felt I was the chosen son, would you be scared if I was holding guns? Would I be the reason that you got you on? If I never worked, never had a job, but I sold work and knew how to rock. All the Black movies I done seen do it. I hope that I grow up to be an influence. What if I was raised by the streets? Raised by the gang, taught to shoot at the police. Put inside a grave by the age of 23. All because nobody guided me. What would you see?
I need someone to take the lead, to help me grow. Growing up without a role model, I need someone to take the lead and never let me go. I know exactly what I need. I need a Black role model.
If not, bring me a send me and clips to reload. I'm out to win the city the year to go. I got the medicine that a healing the soul, but we don't believe your Jesus. Say it's the devil, the fear ghost. I need your teaching, leading. I need your guidance. I need to know. I like to really think that we not the fire to Jesus. So somebody reason with me. I think I'm liable to get you gone. I feel the reaper reaching for me. Like, why you not in my corner? I need better more. From head to toe, I'ma stand strong. Use sweet camel toe. Kick this candy corn. Leave your candy cold. Fuck the cantaloupe. I need antelopes. I eat cannibals. A wild animal to mean them. Hannibal, you need candle holder. Just what would it do with a Black role model? The hood hurt wrong, strapped with a gold bottle. What if a man could just walk into pure water? Our forefather Christ is always watching. Money or the power, God, I won't lie.
I need someone to take the lead, to help me grow, grow, grow. We've been through this before.
Really like jump in there right now, you know, and not concern themselves about their own safety. That's how bad it is. It's like a war zone in the city streets. Something that you could only pray for. It made me reflect like on why my dad stuck around. I made sure to be a man in my life. You know, because I see how other dads aren't there, you know, and I see that it reflected on me differently. I see things in a different way than some of my friends who didn't have their father. And I mean, that only helps me see, first and foremost, I need to be more appreciative to my dad, so I thank you. more Black Roma.
Happy Father's Day. Let's get it, y'all. Happy Father's Day. Coming up.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Through my trials and tribulations, I must have looked up and realized where I was living. I only imagine that at the end of this all, I could turn this into paradise.
The devil's tempting everybody, don't you pay attention? He listens to what you whispering and turning science fiction into reality. And then you gradually get sucked in. Now you getting tucked in. It's better fire and you thinking it's bliss. My granny told me that the world was like this. You born an angel, now you tangle. Give your demons a kiss. Wake up, get pissed. Put up a fist against them demons like you know they exist. Stomp a serpent like Jesus did in his 40 days. Look up to the Lord so he can pull you up out the grave. Cause you know how it takes being the devil's slave. It's getting old, acting out, my nigga behave. You wasn't born in the cave, no matter how you was raised. So what your daddy wasn't there to teach you how to shave? So what your mama was too busy trying to pave a way? It happened in the past, now what you gotta say?
Wait.
Don't wait, cause it get greater later. No imitator can be greater than our promise maker. He called us little gods made in the image of him. He's your creator, but you think you were made on a whim. You need to be the thread, pull your family together. And quit dividing all the pieces he gave you forever. The time is now, my nigga. Stop waiting for whenever, wherever, whatever. You acting like you wasn't built for pressure. You gotta learn to rebuke in Jesus' name. His blood ain't just a stain to remind you of his pain. It's time to break your chains. Your freedom ain't a luxury. That mighty dollar, it's only a couple bucks to me. Work for 6 years, on the seventh you get your rest. Purify your body and remember that you blessed. Save a couple sets so you can make it out the mess. Take the worry from your brain, cause you'll die because of stress. The keys to hell is in Jesus' hands, so rest assured. It ain't too late for you, I'm giving you the cure. So you can be certain nobody close the curtain. The devil promised you death, so stop flirting. The earth is made for anything you could ever imagine. Walking waters, calm as storms, anything you can fathom. Just keep your eyes to him, I'm talking faithfully. And he can help you through it all, my nigga, gracefully. Listen to wise counsel, judge it for yourself. You know you need him, just look up and ask the Lord for help. Scream, help me, Jesus, when you can't form a reason. Everything else is out of season, watch what you believe in. Be careful what you're reading, some books are filled with lies. Be cautious, the revolution's never been televised. They wouldn't publicate it, because they'll make us stronger. The hidden colors in us can make us live longer. Death ain't inevitable, you're so incredible. The devil's feeding you lies to make you edible. The earth will eat you alive like you McDonald's fries. The law of gravity defy to put you on the rise. I started hearing all the cries out in Africa. I got this feeling inside, I gotta get back to her. But the size first, before another dies. There's some things you need to witness with your own eyes.
I'm coming for you, Holy Town. Excited me what's happening now. You need to disgrace this stuff. Put ourselves back up where we belong. Stop letting...
If I could get a taste of my freedom, I would savor every teeth with pirated planes like I was Tuskegee's flaggers. Let him and call me collegiate swaggers. Biting on these mics can turn a phrase like I can Tina. Stories flooded and beaten so well, we're calling orators. I can bring it facts. The struggle I know left physical scars as lasting proof. Mommy and pop's residual trauma, prison the bottles afternoon. Homie, that 90s era was rocky, had to be sly, now fox the coop. Everyone knows a rose can grow from cracks, but most don't blossom fruit. So my lyrical watch like miracle drops, BB, I'm pasta news. That's daylight from the soul, I'm undersold and over hip-hop to boot. They worship green like Gaga, bends to ear like radio's tops and grooves. My sample's clear, I push gems like D-Beers, no conflict, just the truth. Think I'm the plug, I'm giving the people the power, try not to blow out the fuse. I'm so close to these lower and upper cases that I guess it is best I refuse. Telling me I need a party and bullshit to win, winning, homie, I guess I'ma lose. Ain't no biggie, I'm black up, city gun raps, new giddy and summon the truth. Rap.
I'm turning over a new leaf, same life with a new leash. Game time, different frame, mind hit the lab up like a two-piece. I ain't a fan of the fame, y'all keep the bread and the groupies. I just want a group of law fam in a fight, win, bet the crew eats. My guy, stress free zone. This is best free zone. I just want a group of law fam in a fight, win, bet the crew eats. My guy, stress free zone. This is best freedom. I'm just trying to elevate. You dig?
wouldn't fit in a spaceship. Told them I was on another level. They said they only investing in fauna and flora like pussy and flower petals.
Nope.
Pop my tongue, but I go up building with gods and sparring with horny devils. Rumble with dogs, you come up with fleas and potty mice trying to black in the kettle. I am not an island, hold up the dice for with my limbs. Fucking the system with these, take typical games of Converse and islands. I am the conversion of a storm born of my monsoon in Thailand. And if my black fist in my womb irks you, he's the world's smartest violin. Check it, check it.
I'm turning over a new leaf. Same life with a new leash. Game time, different frame mind. Hit the lab up like a two-piece. I ain't a fan of the fame. Y'all keep the bread in the groupies. I just want a group of law fam. In a fight, win, bet the crew eats. My God, my God. Stress free zone. This is best free zone. I just want a group of law fam. In a fight, win, bet the crew eats. My God, my God. Stress free zone. This is best free zone. I'm just trying to elevate. You dig?
All right, we back, we back, we back. Yeah, so this has been a nice show. It's been a nice show. We got like 20-some-odd minutes left here on the build. I know that I do want to do nonstop music, but, you know, I also want to keep an open mic. So do you have anything that's on your mind currently, Kango?
No, not at all, man. You really, like, you said it all in them two songs. You know what I mean? Like, them two Kango Kid songs was probably the most meaningful songs. I put a lot of thought behind both of those. And then once I began rapping, man, that was it. I exploded. Like, I know with Black Role Model, I had wanted a what-if scenario from an older man, which was myself, and then I wanted the youth that was actually in Chicago at the time that the crime rate was ridiculous. And, man, that song said so much, man. I hope that it was meaningful for everybody. And then that Wise Counsel, John, man, like, I remember when that beat came on, you know, because that ain't my beat. Like, the Black Role Model, that is my beat, but the Wise Counsel ain't mine. And when that beat came on, it didn't take me 2 seconds to say, let me think. And then, man, I think I sat there and thought for about maybe 3 minutes, and all I could think about was all this moral right and wrong, you feel me, happening in the world today. And, man, what happened, man, I just began freestyling and never shut my mouth. You notice it wasn't no hook on there. It wasn't nothing. It just was, like, all the way to the end, you know. And, man, that's what that song made me feel. I didn't feel no other way. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes, man, you got a message that need to get out, and it's that important. And if you could see what that message was meaning, it was like I almost foreseen these times coming where we're going to be putting off what's important for something that ain't been done yet in America. We finna have a repeat of Sodom and Gomorrah here. You know what I'm saying? And for what? You know what I'm saying? And then look at what they pushed to the side in order to make that happen. Real men. So, man, like, you really hit that on the head, man. Like, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, when I first got a hold of your music, it was like an eye-opener to, like, the soul, you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't deny myself when I was listening to it. It was like, okay, I need to be held accountable, you know what I'm saying? Like, of my actions, what I don't know, what I need to do to get better, you know what I'm saying? So it seemed like
that's
it was
fact.
Doing what it was supposed to do. It seemed like it was doing what it was supposed
to
do.
You know, upon listening, we burst out into tears, and I'm like, oh, yeah? So, yeah, I feel exactly what you mean. But hold up one second.
And some people, you know, they can react to things differently or later on, but you know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes, like, I got some people where they just listen to the beat and they be like, oh, shit, that beat's dope or whatever. And then later on they be like, oh, he was really speaking something or he was really speaking something. So, you know, I just really
Substance is lacking, you know. So that should be the first thing they recognize and not really the beat. Like, you know what I mean? If we know where rap really came from, you know what I mean? People would just sample the smallest things off of a record and get it to come back around again. Like, you know, so that's the same thing. Ain't nothing changed, man. It's the same thing happening, and people get wild over the beat, you know, and this producer putting some of anything in his listener's ear, I really ain't with that, you know?
It's a lot out there. That's to the point where people just feel like that's all that's popular. And it's like, no, it's not. It's not really. You know what I'm saying? You got a diamond and a rust a little bit everywhere. You just got to look. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I felt like. You could tell some of the artists that may have influenced you along the way. Some of them I might not even know whatsoever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But a lot of those popular artists, you know what I'm saying? You could tell who actually knew those artists, you know what I'm saying, was familiar with those artists because they use it in their artistry. So
I took it more serious when I had realized that, like, you know, not realized, but when it actually happened, but Tupac dying on my 16th birthday. It was like, okay, your turn. You feel me? Like, and I'm going to say it like this. Evidently, God didn't like the way he was moved. You feel me? And I know that sound kind of foul and messed up, but God don't make no mistakes. And me, I done made those songs. I've been moving. I've been moving with intention. You feel me? Like, so Pac made Dear Mama. We already live in a society that promotes women highly. Sometimes we got to speak on what's really needed. Like, I mean, because Dear Mama is also a part of today's problem. You get what I'm saying? Like, I mean, for real, for real. You got mothers saying things like, I live for my children. Like, they kids is going to make the next Dear Mama song. And at the end of the day, man, I'm not saying, like, you know, I've done a Mother's Day song as well. You know, OTC, Mama's Love. I use the Boys to Men song. But that's the thing. We always selling and catering to women, you know, and it's a long line of it. Marvin Gaye, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess the only reason why I'm focused on this is because there's nothing close to Mother's Day. Mother's Day stands out by itself. I think it's the second Sunday in May. There's nothing that can affect it. I feel like this. If we want to play that game for real, why don't we go ahead and make Easter in May and let its rotation mess with Mother's Day, or move Mother's Day to April and let Mother's Day rotation get overshadowed by Jesus, because, you know, Easter about Jesus. So at the end of the day, let that be the case. You know, you want to overshadow it with something bigger, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, just really the being able to discuss the importance of, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to do a holiday, then do it or whatever. But my thing was, like, when we had those days, it was to remind you that you're supposed to do it every day. You're supposed to love and respect your mom and your dad and stuff like that. That's stuff that we know that we're supposed to do. You got that one day to be able to show it. Okay, show it. That's fine. But why have so many holidays on one day? That don't even make sense.
I
believe that probably shouldn't be my argument. It shouldn't be my argument, but why should it? You know what I'm saying? When it's already provided for that day.
I would like mothers to put themselves in our position. If a mother, knowing Mother's Day and knowing how much y'all do, what if eventually we stop celebrating y'all too? You know what I'm saying? And is replaced by some other fuckery, okay? Like, I mean, excuse my language, but you know what I mean? Like, what if they replaced that day with the day that they made the stoplight? You know what
but
I mean?
I did hear, I don't know the exact words, but I did hear something about that a couple of days. They were trying to change Mother's Day into, like, parent something day or something like that, where they trying to take the women and men out of the whole thing, and LGBTQ is supposed to, like, take over every aspect of feeling a certain kind of way because, you know, a woman can have a child. I'm like,
I got to give this group credit. They not only went in and got recognition, they went in and took control. Like, they, like, acknowledge us. And they ass went crazy with their power trip and their control. But you know what happens when people abuse power? It's been happening over time. That is always bad leadership. But everybody needs to take a page out their book. If LGBTQ got their name on everything, Black Lives Matter, Father's Day, I mean, no, not Father's Day, I'm sorry, Black Lives Matter, Juneteenth, Mother's Day. Oh, come on, man. The whole thing is
that, you know, this radio, of course, is not trying to like bash any group or anything like that. It's just the whole point is like you're able to do a whole lot more than what you think that we're able
should be.
To, and that's not fair.
I mean, no, they can do way more than they should be able to, and why?
Right.
Because this is America. Like, I mean, for real, if we're going to do it and we're doing it because it's fair, we should include every group of people, not just a group based upon sexuality. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, this is,
that. Yes.
Right. We just based in a group. We're giving a group that's based on sexuality the reins. But all I'm saying is we, as whatever group you want to be in, my group, this group, I don't give a damn if we're talking about a gang right now. Everybody needs to take a page out of their book because these folks were quite efficient at getting the job done. They are, man, it's like first there's the president, then there's LGBTQ. Get out of here.
In that order. You know, just to kind of to break the tension in the air. I want to play Busta Rhymes and Kendrick Lamar. Look over your shoulder. You hear that song before?
I'm not sure if I have. I ain't even going to lie to you. But I'm going to be all ears and checking it out.
All right. I want your review on it after this song is over with, what you think about it.
I got you.
All right. Let's get it.
I got you.
Open mics of hopeless notes I write for show my folks you like soon as the flow get nice to vote to guys that scare and sees my prototype forever read my share of these and RIPs you know my type of style that's like my everything apparently my appetite they famished bite no hand that feeds the culture vulture die and bleed my focus holy thoughts and dreams control his pen
look over your shoulder
boldest lines and rhymes and things devote my time and mind it seems I'm posed to shine remind them king provoke the blind and bomb the fiends the pros the cons the diamond rings the vote with time for diamond brings the soul divine and cross between for sure the monster goes the green the rope that shows just what it means to grab Shakur divide the wind and fly before my vocal for hip-hop look at my ziplock bag full of goodies you Chris Rock hit the pookie and pit stop this poop sack baby you're a hell of a drug just look over your shoulders when they fuck you over there's love I know ya.
Body the game to the point niggas get to rap with me. Get burned into the anointing me, one of the kings of black history. And yet I see
little different, niggas lack simply. Them bars and I spit them like darts to they punky, you kidding me? You trash, and it don't matter how much you gon' try to convince me.
Are you gon' make my gun cock and blow the whole other way, yeah? Whoa.
I am the Buddha, the Alibaba, the believer of Mecca. So pristine, the dice roll from under my sleeve when I shake them. So rude, I'm so white cold, but I'm what you need to just break them. All them crowns and medals on the wall waiting for me to just take them. When I arrive, my theme music got a pound to it. And when I leave, even my shadow got a sound to it. Cause I'm the god of the heart of the martyr, the father. I spit a saliva that's leaking the lava, completing the saga while meeting and greeting and beating you niggas completely cover. Extremely barking the nigga, you see me, you deeply carve up a nigga. Believe me, graffiti your armor, you heebie, you GB, bikini, your brother.
You guinea pig.
Now give me this order, but treat me, you greet me, you meet me with arms up. So sweet when I speak heaven, it was deep, I was sleeping on the gods up. Upholding the fundamentals, while most of you boast a rental. Focus on what's most essential, spit bars to provoke your mental. Do I have your resentimiento? While I clap these raps like thunders, look over your shoulder, boy, and wonder.
Much love, much love. Yeah, my Cash App, if y'all want to show love and support, thank you for all that you do, for tuning in, pressing play, sharing with your friends and family. But you can also show love and support by donating to the platform, the $CLYNNME, and just show your other girls some love. Thank you again. Hey, Kango, what did you think about that song?
Man, I'm going to tell you what, that was already naturally a creative collabo, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, man, you know what they had? They had a lot of look what I can do. Like, you know, Kendrick had his one little, the bus came with it. Like, it's like, I love that, man. That point in the song, you know, look over your shoulder, you know, what I felt like, you know, it's going to always be somebody out for something. And it might be something that you didn't know was left behind. Like, dig this. Out in Oklahoma, they got people that will come knocking on your door. Do. Hey, your house on my land. Like, what? We done already had this survey. No, this was my family land from 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, 30, 50 years ago before my auntie such and such died. Nah, we already had this survey, homie. This is ours. Like, don't play. But, fact is, man, don't never get comfortable. So I definitely do appreciate their style, their craft, what they bring to the table. But the message was quite simple to me, man. Stay busy, you know, protecting what's yours. Be ready.
That's facts. That is facts. That's facts. All right, well, shoot, I'm going to say hey, y'all. Peace and love, peace and blessings. It is getting close to that time for this show to be ending.
Yeah.
Make sure that you subscribe at the top of the page. Click that follow button, too. Don't forget.
That was major. That was fun.
I'm glad you had fun.
What am I talking about? Tell everybody about AUN_radio, the best podcast here at anchor.fm and Spotify. All right, and also make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. Peace and blessings.
And another shout out to all of our callers that called in. Thank you again for your love and support. Shoutown, Mo, Brother Mo's in the building. Had a couple other people here that called in and gave their opinion, gave some history, too, about Juneteenth, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't have a shame, you know, not to know, because it's a lot of people that don't. A lot of people just follow stuff, you know what I'm saying, just because their family is doing it. And their family don't even know why. So, you know what I'm saying? You can send a comment down below in the comments. You know, those who are on Blog Talk, you can show your love and support. But those who are on Facebook, show the same love. You know what I'm saying? You can be opposed to it. That's okay. We value your opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because this is something like Brother Mo was talking about. It needs to be talked about more often. We're not talking enough.
Yeah.
With that being said, y'all, peace and love.
Man, let me tell you, I want to give my honest to God opinion. I done taste the best sauce on earth. I was about to stop going to the family barbecues, man. I was done with that same old flavor, and then they bust something new out the bag. Everything sauce. All I can say is I'm glad. I'm glad for the change up. I'm glad to see all my family around, and I'm thankful for that new flavor on my food. Everything sauce.
Everybody is half dead. Everybody avoids everybody. All over the place, in most situations, most all of the time.
Broken
I know.
Hearts, and then comes this disease. The thought of being in love has gotten the best of me. I can't promise that this won't be my last. I'll hang up, fall down, back up again and leave. Yeah.
See, I'd be wrong if I led you on. Led you to believe that getting with me is gonna be something that you didn't make up in your own mind. Time always reveals my truest self, and you may not be able to adapt to my newest self, and you know what?
I can't promise that this won't be my last.
My last time, the last time we had this same conversation, I told you I would do better, and we both should've knew better. I was just trying to stay together, but I was also too worried about getting my bread and cheese like Bruce Shutter.
All died by the time they got there. Never in the nick of time, love, but somehow I still care. Broken promises, I can't promise that this won't be my last.
If I could have that half of my life, no fear. Lots of children have no fear. That's the closest way, that's the only way I can describe it. That's not all of it, but it is something to really, really feel.
I appreciate that music and poetry piece called My Last Would Be Money. Much love, much love. Let's go on and get into it. E40. One question featuring Jeremiah, Rick Ross, Chris Brown, please.
For you like a search engine, it really don't make no sense how bad you are. When God created you, he made a star. Let's put it together like the weather, make it last forever. Hey, you sweating under the sheets, you know I get you wetter. We could hit the matinee and go to lunch at Nova. But you on your vegetarian, so I ordered tofu. Just knocking on mine, so you know that I had to pop my pee. I'm from the game, I'm wavy like the seven seas. I can do it nice and slow, I can pick up speed. When I leave, your pillow gon' smell like some Creed. You and Chanel wearing Birkin bag carry and drop a clearance fear and wiping material to top a woman I wanna be married. Got an amazing Louis Vuitton and purse collection. I gotta pull you aside and ask you one question.
Pages with a centerfold, touching paper, dirty money in an envelope. Cuban links would always end it up in Mexico. A fetish for Ferrari selfies at the Texaco. See me winning, now it got me trending on the block. See who in it so they know she not another side. Her ponytail blowing the wind when we in the drop. We independent, so it's like we sold another block. Bout 40 water, you the pinnacle, man. Down south, smoking good.
Oh, Maybach
music.
One question, girl, on your mind now, mind now, mind now. One question, girl, on your mind now, mind now, mind now. Know that people be listening, so I won't be loud. Won't make a scene.
Look, there's nothing to complicate. Ain't no need for conversation, I'm sure that your body got a lot to say. You know that I brought a play, cause you told me you only work from 6 to 9. Well, you know I'm off at 8.
Yep.
I'm trying to contemplate and concentrate on where to take your ass. I think I got a place, backseat of my car, I ain't got a place. But baby, you're my thoughts have been nasty. Y'all wanna smash me a bad piece, introduce her whole face to my family. You ain't gotta ask me what the plan be. The condom plan A, without one plan B. Fill up your damn jeans, for no baby, I spin that damn cheese. No hands, I use my seat, then pull down your panties and focus on that sweet thing. Open your pantry, y'all admire her for her. I will hire her to twerk. I'm not inspired to search for nobody else. That Gucci too Gucci, cushy way, flyers in a purse. The way we grinding in this backseat, hope these tires ain't gon' burst. What a guy.
Risky bride, but I want it in the backseat of my
Ari Lennox backseat featuring J. Cole. Much love, much love. Alright, so I'm about to play Money Speaks by Kango Kid. You want to say a couple words about that?
Man, I'm telling y'all, man, this was like realizing that, you know, some people get emotional and go spend a lot of money, go do crazy things after a bad breakup or whatever the case may be, man. So that's the reason why I made this song, man, and I hope y'all enjoy it, man. This is from the GoFundMe LP, you know, Kango Kid GoFundMe LP. I got 10 songs on there.
K-A-N-G-O-O-K-I-triple-D, 3 D's.
Yeah, you already know, you know what I'm saying? Like, real deal.
I'm emotional, my money speaks when I'm emotional, yeah. I'm emotional, yeah, yeah, yeah. We go way back like both lives on the Cadillac. Stay in the trunk, got a body on top of that. I hit the black for suppressions and all of that. Niggas read me when they see me, boy, I swear to God that they saw me on TV. Look at my jewels and then you start acting a fool. CBS catching that Cartier, let niggas know that I ain't gotta follow no rules. My jury's ain't out there compete with your bitches, you pretty. Walk in the building, them bitches get litty. We can't go to King when I'm in your city. We pull the top out the Deuce and y'all little niggas still unscrew the Henny. Bitch got a hand in my pocket, she looking for tippy. Walk out the building and I took your bitch. We saw all them honey she had in the pit. Then she start talking, she told me that all y'all little niggas be broke. You gotta spend money if you want that bitch to walk in your crib and strip down at the dope. Yeah. Little bitch from the block, but I took her up to the top floor. The penthouse is Caesar, can't pay with a visa. No, y'all niggas broke, so I guess you don't know. Yeah. My money speaks for my emotions. My money make a buzzer over. She moving that thing in slow motion. She got that water, she fresh out the ocean. My money speaks for my emotions. My money make a buzzer over. She moving that thing in slow motion. She got that water, she fresh out the ocean. We got them blue faces, you know that we run it. We bitches don't move if it's less than 100. Pull out a bag and I make up your wanted. I pop the tag on the 50. Put that shit on and she feel me. My niggas fake as a counterfeit bitch. She gotta step it up, now you can't rap. You got BBS, is your shit a replicant? She's original, so like, hey. That's why your bitch say she ain't even going back home. That's why that bitch do whatever I love. Put up 10,000 and put her on Robin Hood. Take her to Hollywood just cause you don't. I'm so emotional, I make it rain. I'm all up in her, she feeling my pain. She wanna go on a trip to the bank while she wearing my tie. My money speaks for my emotions. My money make her buzz it over. She moving that thing in slow motion. She got that water, she fresh out the ocean. My money speaks for my emotions. My money make a buzz it over. She moving that thing in slow motion. She got that water, she fresh out the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm rolling up some indica. Pretty bitch sitting with me look like Vivica. You know I'm classy, need a thoroughbred. She know just how to get my heart, she fucking keep me fit. She learned my favorite recipe, she love to talk to mama. We always talking about some money, boy, she get them commas. Yo, bitch is broke, she see what she do for $20. Chip up for 50 and some indica. See why you jealous, cause my bitch look just like Vivica. She roll my shake for me, she my accountant too, she also bag of weight for me. Picking up and dropping out, she so attractive. Big guns, they match with my bitch, ain't nowhere near passing. I only help her with the groceries. I pay her bills and she has the utmost respect for me. She ain't ghetto, bro, she keep them hoes in check for me. She also tell me when them niggas tryna check for me. Why you always tryna check for me? Hit my ass up, slap her ass, then run. She the only bitch that I let hold my gun. D-I-D-I-C-A, you're the one. You're the one, yeah. I'm blowing on some indica. Pretty bitch sitting here, got your attention, bruh. Watch your attention, cause she came with me. And she gon' live with me. I keep her with me, cause she real, she my therapy. Yeah, she my Vivica, and she can set it off. Boss bitch, so she only fucking with a boss. Broken records, nigga, we the team. My bitch with me in my sleep, boy, it was all a dream. I love the indica, I love the smell of how you feel, I'm here with Vivica. Candle lit, move right, switch positions up. Inhibitions down, she be into different stuff. She into some different stuff. Hit my ass up, slap her ass, then run. She the only bitch that I let hold my gun. D-I-D-I-C-A, you're the one. Yeah, you're the one, yeah.
Hey, y'all, peace and love. So this is going to be like an open discussion because, you know, it's kind of like thinking about how far do you want to take Juneteenth, you know? It's something that can be declared, I mean, as a resolution for every state, but written down, you know what I'm saying? So it actually means something. Put some meaning behind it, like, you know, no longer a three-fifths of a human being type shit. Like, we are actual people, too. You know what I'm saying? And we have the same amount of respect as a LGBTQ. You know, you can't even call a nigga gay no more. They is straight up gay. I mean, ain't nothing, you know, whatever. Decide to do what you want to do. Fine. You know, I have no problem with it. I'm really less judgmental than what you think I am. But not being able to express my blackness and being a black woman and supporting a black man or supporting my children, protecting my children because of the whitewashed school and different stuff that I have to go through, you know what I'm saying, just to protect my heritage the best way I know how because it's already being scrubbed, you know, whitewashed. Not knowing who you are is like the detriment to our own humankind, period. You know what I'm saying? So the more that we're able to gather the knowledge that we know, you know, be able to reconstruct what it is that we're trying to find and seek and do, you know what I'm saying? And find a way that we can come together that's more productive than you can think of. It's possible, very possible. I honestly think that it's through art. You know, you can't put art in just one category. We all have some kind of skill, some type of creativity we can do. That's why I talk about it a lot on this show. I stick to that. You know, with that being said, let me go ahead and add to this build. I'm going to bring JC on, a.k.a. Kangol Kid. Y'all already know.
Yeah, you already know, man. But fact is, man, right now, it's I'm not even wanting to say that people should have a selective group that speaks for everybody. People should speak for people. You feel me? Like, we all should come to an agreement together. You feel me? Like, you know, because if you look at the way Black Lives Matter picked up and ran, you know, it was like, you know, you didn't
it
have
lost
no
its meaning.
Yeah,
yeah,
for
exactly.
Real, you know,
not
you
at all. Not
no,
at all.
Right, right. So where I'm at with it is the big thing, the big picture, is as Juneteenth come into play, let's just say if this is the real first black holiday, I mean, you know, Let's take control of it, man. Let's make sure, because I don't get why everybody getting a day off. You know, the stock market is closed. I want to say the stock market is not largely ran by black people. We know that. So why is it that shuts down? You know what I mean? Like, and if it's going to be, I think, like, you know, I mean, it's just like the Pride Day parade.
It doesn't even have nothing to do with them.
Yeah,
it
you
has
know,
nothing
that's
to do
what
with
saying,
them
like,
whatsoever. It's highly disrespectful.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's very disrespectful to the extent because when you know it don't got nothing to do with somebody else. You know, it's like the Pride Day parade. If everybody took off work for Pride Day, it'll take away the meaning for the LGBTQ. You know, my thing is, please do not allow something to be taken. If we're going to do something as a country, man, it would have been more meaningful if we would have had a day off for Father's Day. Like, let's take Monday off because it's Father's Day. It's the same way with Mother's Day. Take Monday off because Sunday was Mother's Day, and we're going to do this in observance of Mother's Day, and we're going to make sure that you all still get paid, you know, for what is right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's y'all day. And if you're not a mother, you can't get paid, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, everyone shouldn't be benefiting off of it. I just want to leave that there, man, because this way too many people benefiting off of it.
And not the right people either.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I understand. But I thank you so much, you know. put in my awareness. Because sometimes we're going with that flow of being with our family and stuff like that. And, of course, like, I have an event that I'm doing, but I also have to know that, yeah, that it's Father's Day, you know, like, give gifts and stuff like that because I can, you know. But it was like a – it was kind of like, you know, if it's a, hey, you're welcome to come to this birthday party, you know, it's a birthday party, right? It's like a mass bash, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I can't wait to go to it, you know, but it was just like ironic that you were saying that all the days was on top of each other because that's what it was, but it's also birthdays too, so.
I mean, you know, we all know that birthdays are more personal. You know, that's individual. You know, although many people share the same birthday, I mean, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's personal. You know what I mean? It's the same way to me when looking at some of these organizations gathering behind, you know, like I say, sexuality. Because if there's a group that's formed for sexuality, why isn't heterosexual included in this sexuality? Heterosexual is a sexuality. So, same way over here. You know what I mean? Like, if this is...
You know what they put on there? They put allied. They have so many different options of LGBTQ, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like so much to where it was like, I don't know. And I put allied because that was the only thing that represented me. It was like, I'm not that, but I'm not against
All I'm saying is if it's about sexuality, it should include heterosexual. Because now what we're doing is we're making it a group for everybody. You feel me? And I mean, the fact is, I see how they move. And everybody needs to move like that. We need to really take our country back as people. We need to make legislation move at our committee. Because, I mean, fact is, we run it. I don't care who you is, you run it. We're the ones that's running our country, you know, and we're allowing them to snatch our amendments away one by one by having us look at these other little things, covering this up with that, you know.
All right. Yep. And they're the ones making the laws against us. Anything that we try to do or whatever, they try to find something else, but it's just like, you overcome those things, learn from them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I really start building with one another. There's some really good people out here that's doing that. They just need
like,
people to back them.
Yeah, but it seems like our group is the last one as far as morality goes. We are the last ones that's allowing our morality to shift. You know what I mean? Like, so, I don't know. I just think that, it's no different than the caller that called in and said, ain't no such and such teacher finna be teaching my kid. That's a morality issue. And morals move this country. It has been for the long. You know, it's why you do not attack your neighbor. You know what I'm saying? Your block, your neighbor's supposed to band together with you in the event that, you know what it's called? It's called Neighborhood Watch. You know, we're supposed to band together, but what's happening is...
Just to know each other. You don't know nobody.
Right. Well, as far as morality goes, yeah, we should be like that. I knew everybody on my block. Everybody knew everybody on the block. Like, but now, it's something else occurring. And like I say, we the last ones that move the needle when it boiled down to morality. So why are we showing all these other groups approval when none of the other groups showed us approval?
Approval at all. Right.
You know, like we
and
we
people
were,
just brush it under the thing like it's over with. And it's like, no, you just have never experienced what I had, you know. I told this one person, I said, the only thing that you could relate to me with anything is COVID. That's it, honey. But
right.
Anything well, outside of that?
Right. We've had a black president, though, and that's supposed to make up for everything? You know, like Prince was saying that in the interview, that there were 8 presidents before George Washington, right? Some mm-hmm. of which were black. But as far as our American history teaches us, our first president is George Washington, and he is white.
Well, I know that there was one black president. I didn't know it was 6 others, you know, 5 others or whatever, but I knew that there was one. Before,
no, I didn't say 6. I said
Obama.
Some of which. Well, I said some of which were black. I didn't say 6. Now, I want to make that clear.
Okay.
There were 8 presidents before George Washington. George Washington in history is our first president after signing the Declaration of Independence and all that stuff. So at the end of the day, here we are as a country misled and misunderstood, not even knowing what certain things are. Like, I would be interested in knowing who those first presidents were, but not too interested to where I'm not living my normal day-to-day life. But the fact is, mm-hmm. is that we must know that nothing has been done for us after slavery, I'm sorry. And then to call this holiday a win, That's
it's not a win. It's not a win because right. It's like you're not getting anything out of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you find stuff along the way. You had to study to get through, you know, certain things.
How is this holiday celebratory? So what I'm saying is those are going to be the people who win. So if, for instance, this holiday was made for black vendors to make money because they set up in the town square and people bought from them, that would be somewhat of a win. You know, if everybody, if it was mandatory to buy something that was made by a black hand because we did them wrong, not letting them know that they was free for over a year. Then you have who's gonna profit. So if it's going to be barbecues, well, the meat industry, the meat packing industry is going to profit. If it's going to be fireworks, then the gunpowder industry is going to profit, you know. So I want it to be clear. Know who's going to profit and who's going to benefit from us acknowledging another holiday.
And that's understood.
We're not profiting at all.
See it to the extent when we do like our Buy Black here in Kansas City. You know, Kansas City, Missouri. They do a lot of Buy Black events and stuff. So you have all the different entrepreneurs that come out. They have parades,
yeah.
Stuff like that. And everyone's showing that love and support. They come out. It's nice. They even had it over in the area where I wanted to actually see them working behind the, you know, in a brick and mortar, you know, if
right.
I'm saying that correct, you know.
Brick and mortar, I know what you mean.
Just sitting outside and in the heat.
Yeah. Like I say,
just sitting out in
the
heat,
because
it'd be hot out there. So.
Right. But it's strange that, like, so for instance, liquor stores are going to come up. Not barbecue places, but, you know, people barbecuing, so the meat market's going to come up. Wherever you buy your meat from, if it's from Walmart, if it's from your local grocer, whatever the case may be, those are the people that's going to win. And then guess what? It's a holiday in the summertime, so you know people going to barbecue. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just make it straight. You know, look at it straight. You know, call it what it is. And at the end of the day, when you have all this in play, it seems like this holiday was made strategically, you know, to help increase revenue. Now, let's look at this. Last year was the first year that it passed. It was made a national holiday. Well, then the trajectory went inflation. Everything went up. So at whose cost is this celebration? You get what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know black people to be the richest race there is, but we do spend a lot of money. We don't say all these other races, like I said, they finna celebrate
Father's
Day.
It just depends, you know, what state you're in, what city you're in. People do these events, you know what I'm saying? They just become popular when you know what you're doing, you know.
How is this better than 40 acres and a mule, though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if what I was supposed to receive was 40 acres and a mule, how is this better than that?
It's not.
Hey, I want to say something even more interesting, too. The fact is it's enough land in this country abroad to give every black person a 40 acres in a mule. I'm sorry, that's just real. Every black family outside, because every black person, yeah, that's going to be a very big number, but every black family, and now we got something that we can hand each other down based on the work that our forefathers had did for free. That's equivalent to, you know, just making sure we make sure you know that you are owed. We owe you people, and I hate to say it like that, but we owe you the people an amount that is unsubstantial. I can't even count. But we going to start going out surveying land, and we going to get you your 40 acres and a mule. In Illinois alone, there's so many towns. It's a big city here, Chicago, but, you know, it's so many towns that don't nobody own nothing, man. It's just land out there. Ain't nobody doing nothing with it. Well, if that was the case, if we was living right and we trying to do what's right by the people, you know what I mean? Like the black people that were doing this way, the black people that went through being 3/5 of a human being for a certain amount of time. Juneteenth is not it, because the fact is, even with our freedom, that came with fighting a war. We had to fight in a war and help one side or the other win, because it was black people fighting on both sides, let's not forget. So at the end of the day, we had to fight and give our lives, be on the front line for a particular sector of this country to win. And when that win took place, right, like when General Lee gave up, he waved the white flag, we done. Well, both ends had the same agreement. Blacks were going to be free. And at the end of the day, this is what our freedom looked like. A year later in Texas, a whole group of black people did not get free. I just want us to sit and think about that, man. I mean, in your spare time, your free time, whatever the case may be, just understand that's how they thought of you. I know the definition of the N-word, I'm going to say that, for politically correct reasons, meant ignorant person for a very long time. And, man, all we doing is following suit. We still ignorant to this day. Ain't nobody taking the time to think. Man, nah, that holiday bogus as hell.
So with the 40 acres and a mule, would you agree that sovereignty would be like a next step?
What is your thoughts on that? I mean, because guess what? Now, the Hatfields and the McCoys, you remember that wicked family feud? That would be considered a war, and if that was the case. Because now is this country named this name, let's just say, Jones and Johnson, right? You want to be like the Joneses and Johnson, they got it, right? But at the end of the day, the Jones and the Johnsons would be considered a war here in this country if we were about sovereignty like that. You get what I mean?
Okay.
It's just the thing to lighten up right now. Yeah, sovereignty from my point of view today, yeah, it seems like a good thing. But that's only from my point of view. Take that to another race and have them tell you what it is. Because I'm going to tell you like this. You got people in other countries right now fighting to become an American citizen. They taking tests. They learning this. They learning that. They learning about the Statue of Liberty. They learning so much stuff just to become an American citizen. So I would believe that that's fine. I would even believe, hey, allow me to continue to pay taxes too. I would get a career that is in a good field. Like, so for instance, if my land being in Illinois, if my land being in Oklahoma, Arkansas, et cetera,
I'm naming states where weed is illegal. Okay, I'll start growing weed and sell that weed to local distributors, and then I would pay my taxes on that dollar. And that way I'm living out the American dream like an American. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, running and hiding from the rules. Because these rules been here since I've been alive, you know. So the fact is, let's just play the game the way the game is set up. But if you're going to give me my 40 acres and my mule, yeah, that's what I do. I play the game the way it's set up, and I wouldn't have to auction up an acre. I wouldn't have to try and sell an acre to my neighbor. No, why? Because I'm growing weed, and I'm selling that.
Thanks,
you know, so that's a good strategy.
And you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're giving back.
Exactly. And then, like, here's the deal. As black folks, we don't contribute enough to the community to be respected by our tax dollar. So what do that mean? Like, so you got a lot of blacks that's paying taxes and doing what they're supposed to do, but you don't have the police force on your side. So if the police force is knowing who their dollar is mainly contributed by, guess what? They're going to protect that because this is where their money comes in. We then stop becoming the target. Because you're from this family, oh, man, that family contributes so much. You could even, beyond paying your taxes, you could still do those donations. The police still call my phone to this day asking, do I want to donate to this particular police department? So at the end of the day, this is stuff that's been going on in my life since early 2000. So here we is in 2020 now. You know, it's still early 2000s, but this is 20 years later, and I'm still getting the same phone call. So, you know, we can still contribute. In fact, we can contribute a larger amount. And don't think that your name don't go into a database as a donor. So now somebody knows your son, your this, your that. They like, okay, you know, oh, no, that's such a kid. You know, he's just going, nah, let's let him go. You know, leave him alone. He ain't doing nothing wrong because you're contributing so much. But you're not contributing, that means that they have less police banquets because you didn't contribute your dollar. You got less this. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's different things that come into play when you think about what the dollar does. So I just want to make that clear. Am I saying I'm in support of the police? Nah, not like that when they killing or targeting us. But I am in support of the police when, guess what, my home got kicked in. And I caught the individual while they was there. And well, I'm a dial 911 because I want the police and the judge and the jury to exact justice on this person that's breaking and entering. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You think about it at the same time, it's a whole bunch of people that's being freed upon doing heinous criminal acts. They killing people, and they getting out with an ankle monitor 2 days later or 4 days later after they court case. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, what is that representing? That's representing that we are not contributing our amount. You know what I mean? Like, because if everyone was contributing their amount, because what you got, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the executive branch, you know, those are the different branches of government. Whichever one represents the long arm of the law, we ain't pouring in enough into it. And that's why, you know, we could be targeted so easily. We are running away from our responsibility as American people. And I'm talking about blacks now, because guess what? When they gave us freedom, we didn't hop our ass on a boat and go back to Africa. We stayed here. You get what I'm saying? Like, so at the end of the day, here we are. We're 19th, 20th generation people that have said,
yep.
Huh?
Adapted to...
Right, but we're I'm going to be more realistic because the generation is 20 years. So what's that? Five generations would be 100. So let's just say we seven generations in the sand. We stay here. Well, act like it, damn it. Control what you got control of. This is your home. You ain't going to let me come into your house and do certain things. So don't let certain things be done in your country. Put a stop to
right.
it. How do you do it? Contribute your tax dollars and do your thing.
That's word of wisdom right there.
Absolutely.
That's some solution.
Absolutely.
Some good solution.
Yeah. We got more black people that... Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was just going to say, you got more black people that's ready to run from their country and their responsibility. And you should, you would think, because I would think, if you pay attention to that fact that I just spit, that's why the government do us like they do us. Because our vote does matter. That's a fact. Right? Because you got each one of these coaches, they going both ways. Like some voting Democrat, some voting Republican. Right? But what you get over here on this end, you say, okay, well, if I get these 13 million people, no, I'm sorry, I said 13 million, 44 million people to vote one way solidly, then guess what? Hey, that's going to hurt this group of people that done split in half. You get what I'm saying? So that's big. Mm-hmm. And we keep on moving on behalf. We move like a hive mind. And if anybody understands group psychology, they'll understand that the hive mind is the most dangerous thing that there could be. You know, and what's crazy, in our households, we don't move like that. In our household, we be against each other quick as hell. Like, moms against the fathers. You feel me? Like, mothers and the kids band together against the father. You know, the dad is sitting out there by himself, man. You know, so like I say, man, a day like Father's Day is the time to contribute or attribute, let me say it like that, what dads bring to the household. This is a time to say, sorry, Dad, for arguing with you for no reason. Sorry, Dad, we know that you the leader. Sorry, husband. You get what I'm saying? Like, you got all this that's wrapped in this day. And, like,
well,
let's
you know,
just say
some, it's some of the men need to be accountable, but we're really grateful for those fathers that are there and are accountable.
I'm not going to let you say that. Because right now data is saying, I'm not going to let you say that, because right now data is saying that 80% of the divorces are initiated by women. Data is saying that. So that means that women saying, fuck that, I can do this by myself. So now that's in marriage situations. So let's just think of relationships. It's way more relationships than there are marriages. So if women are statistically doing this at a high level in a marriage, that means 8 to 10 relationships in real life are ruined by women saying, fuck that, I ain't got to listen to you. I could get Big Daddy government to take care of it. And now here we are, we have homes without fathers because that woman was so contentious that she kicked her man out her life and raised this kid by herself. That's
deep.
So to all the dads, I'm sorry, but so to all the dads out there, man, I feel for you, bro. Happy Father's Day, and make sure you hold your head up, man, knowing that you tried your best to guide your family, whether she wanted to go under your leadership or not. That's big. And at the end of the day, you're going to find somebody that really respects your leadership, and they're going to follow you every step of the way. 100.
Much love, much love. No disrespect.
Really?
I'm not trying to just be disrespectful or anything like that.
I mean, I get that. Because like I say, understanding what the statistics say, because, I mean, I'm sure you're a woman online right now. I'm sure there's a relationship where the leadership wasn't proven to you, and you probably had a baby in that relationship, and you said, you know what, I'm out of this. Well, there's consequences to that. I don't know many men that would leave anything that has another leader involved, and especially a leader that goes 100 gung-ho with whatever your style of living is. And that's one thing with women. Women need to understand that they choose a man that they are obviously going to submit to. You might have chose it prematurely, but you chose it. And when that happens, something else occurs. You say, okay, your way is the way. Well, if this dude end up doing something fishy, that's where you find out the premature was involved. But when that man finally matures, he was probably going to take you to Gilligan's Island and y'all was going to build houses and be great. But at the end of the day, most women couldn't wait on that because women, what I've noticed, are concerned about today. Men are concerned about their future. So today, it might be bad, but that's a bad day in the future. Women, today is bad. I don't know if I can do this no more. You get what I'm saying? And if you ever understood a pattern,
that's not good.
Patterns, no, not at all. But if you ever understood a pattern, patterns take a long time to change. They need variables. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if you having a bad week, right? This week was bad at work. Well, your paycheck going to reflect that. Like, you might not have been able to get 40 hours like you normally do. They was telling you go home early. They was saying to you work harder and, okay, you done, go home. You know? Well, your paycheck going to reflect that. And you going to feel that the entire time. But guess what? When the rhythm picked back up and everything good, hopefully you are able to stay in there for a little bit longer and allow things to get better for you. But while things are bad, you ain't letting that happen. You like, I can't do this. I'm out. And this is to men and women. I'm explaining something real clear. You stick in there, then you mess around and get a raise, and then you mess around and be higher on the totem pole because people came in underneath you. Things should and will get better. But if you sit up there and run away from it, now going back specifically to women in relationships, if you run away from it, well, hey, guess what? You missed out on that man's future. Sometimes it's about enduring the hard times because you're dealing with a man. Men are meant to conquer. So whatever it is he conquering, whether it be his lifestyle, his habits, whatever the case may be, once he conquers, oh, you will be sitting as the first lady. But if he never conquers, you know, and I mean, well, I ain't going to say never conquers because I believe every man does conquer. If he doesn't, he dies. You know, that's just nature. If you don't conquer as a male, you're going to die. So think about it. You might have lionesses out there trying to catch the antelope. And, you know, she like, I want to do this today. And she go do it, and she's just not having any success. Well, y'all going to starve that day unless that man turn on his man stuff. You get what I'm saying? Like, so when that man's man stuff come on, and this is to attest to the females, like, listen, be weaker, right? Be softer, be gentler. And then that's going to attract the man that you want in your life. That man going to be, he going to go hard. He going to be like, ooh, okay, I got to turn this on. And if you're not having any success, that means that you are in an area that's looking for men that want women to take care of them. That's not a good thing. It ain't going to last long. But if you in a good area where men want to succeed, however, it's a bunch of dominant women right now, well, he's going to eventually succeed because guess what? Necessity is going to allow y'all to become softer creatures. So if today, I'm not trying to pick at you, Crystal, but are you a strong black woman?
I'll try to think that I am, but.
Okay. Now.
In reality, I have my moment.
Well, what I'm saying, watch this. If that's what you are, right? Well, when the moment comes that you got to hunt for your food, you're going to learn how to submit. You're going to say, no, I can't do this. Because you'll see how easily a man's mind works. Let me show you what I'm saying. Women can see details to the extent to where if your makeup is wrong or if somebody's eyebrows is arched two different ways. Like this eyebrow arch like this and that eyebrow is arch like that. That don't look right. Men are the type of people that can see a trunk space and a whole bunch of luggage and figure out if all that can fit in that trunk right there. You feel me? Like, it ain't got to look right, but can that trunk close when I'm done? Yup. So at the end of the day, that's the difference between the two creatures. So put that in the primal hunt. When you in the primal hunt, when you trying to be a predator, right? When you a predator, that means that you have to find creatures that are weaker than you in order to eat. Okay? So at the end of the day, I do not yet.
It's going to cut off. This head's about to cut off.
Oh, man.
I'm just letting you know. You can keep going, but.
That's a good point, though. If I find me a creature that think as strong as me, when it's time to eat, it will decide what it is. I don't want to eat fish for the rest of my life. Yes, women can fish like a mug. But can y'all kill a lion? Can you kill a cow? Can you kill a... You get what I'm saying? Like, that's when it... When all the variables really come into play. And I do not want to be a vegetarian for the rest of my life.
I hear you. Good to have things in moderation. I hear you.
Perspective is real. I didn't know if it was going to cut out right away, so I just stopped.
I guess it ain't. It was going to. Okay.
Well.
But I'll go ahead and just end it for here. It's like, it's cool because we'll have different shows and stuff like that. You can just have your platform and have your topic.
Man, catch us again. Hey, hopefully I can get the guys to join in. We gonna definitely do our thing. I really appreciate you, Crystal, for having us. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying us like they still here. But, you know, anybody who was with the show earlier, you'll recognize what's up. But, man, hey, shout out to Chi-Town. You know what I'm saying? It's my guy, brother, man. 93rd of Troop. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was on the same block doing our thing. Shout out to Mo. That's Chi-Town's homie. You know what I'm saying? He's a musician as well. So I'll shoot something to him and let him know, like, you can send your music to that radio station, like, you know what I'm saying, like, and we'll get things going, man. But perspective is big, man, when it comes down to everything. And I appreciate you being a platform that allows us to give a realer perspective than what social media or mass media is doing.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. That really reminded me to give a shout out to Jay Dizzle. And then you got Knowledge Born Allah, you know, some of the people up there that was talking to me, you know, like, hey, you should do radio. Then it was like Three Times a Charm. Yeah, brother GKL, he was like, you should do radio. I'm like, what are you talking about, y'all? You know, but, you know,
Mr.
sometimes
him, man,
other
like
people can see something.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's multi-talented, you know what I'm saying? So it's much love. It just lets me know, hey, you know, it's okay to be a jack of all trades because, you know, find something that you can you give back, but also something that you're giving back to yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Not just to everybody else. It's always a gift for you along the way.
For real. Man, we had 3 hours and 31 minutes. Hey, man, this been a lovely show, man. I appreciate it. Like I say, I appreciate the listeners. Anybody who, you know, like I say, I'm trying my best to make it make sense. And that's the thing. 1+1=2. Don't settle for nothing else. When 1+1=5, you need to ask a lot of questions. Ask a ton of questions. It's like when Mo said earlier that the folks at his job was saying happy Juneteenth. He's saying there's a bunch of white folks, Mexican folks, whatever. That's not 1+1=2. That's 1+1=35. Like, hey, I got 33 questions because 1+1=2. I got 33 questions. Let me begin. Why is you saying happy Juneteenth? Why is we barbecuing right now?
Exactly.
Why is y'all going to be off on Monday? why is this gonna happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't even add up, man. Now, I do know that we are
outside
all
of us profiting off of it. That also is
absolutely
thing. Now, the stock market part, we were profiting off of that too. So, I didn't think that would
like
be
I
shut
say,
down. And when you showed that to me, I was like, that's crazy. did they ever think they
was,
shut down anything? How major is that?
That was sent from Robinhood. If you go on Robinhood and you look at your marketplace news, that's going to tell you that they are going to be shut down Monday in observance of Juneteenth. What I'm telling you is right now, this is bullshit because guess what? That sounds like a paid holiday to me. Banks going to be shut down. That sounds like a paid holiday to me. Everybody that is in the work world is benefiting from what should be our holiday. When it was a secret, guess what? I found out about Juneteenth in secret. I was in Oklahoma, right there by the Texas border, and that's how I found out about it. That makes sense. But guess what? Social media made it loud and proud. If it was a Texas holiday, that makes sense. If it's a holiday like that and Texas is doing it, we need to be all the way in Texas. That's how big that should be. We should be in Texas doing our thing. Hey, man, down here celebrating with my brother in Texas who was treated bad for a year and some time. You know what I'm saying? For a year and a couple months. That should be what it is. But instead, it's mockery and travesty, and everybody is celebrating it. I don't dig that, man. I really don't.
And thank you for sharing your knowledge of Juneteenth, too. You know, being able to
break
it down
and
stuff like that. That was something I always, you know, envisioned to have more people speak on things, you know. I know I remember looking at something on YouTube, and I just can't remember what it was called, but it was people who believed in different things. But what they were doing, they were respecting one another. And one thing
that
I found is there's truth somewhere down in the middle of everything. Just have to be able to listen. So they would basically have their PowerPoints and all of that stuff to speak their facts, and they would give the stage to that person to be able to be who they are at that moment. And respect it, not argue with it, not anything like that. You have to have your evidence with you if you're going to speak something. You know, break it down that way. And it was respectable. So, you know, with that being said, that kind of helped me to build character. It's like, you know, some people are like this because they just don't witness stuff like that.
Right.
You know, but it's possible. It's very possible to be in a room full of people who are different. But our skin, they look very similar. Our story, it might be a little similar. It might be, hey, I heard that or I could feel that. But I ain't lived that. You know?
Right. You got me,
and then
you
it's
got
like,
me thinking about Puerto Ricans. Go ahead.
Know?
I just was saying, you got me thinking about Puerto Ricans with what you see.
I mean, but it's just anybody, like, you know, it could be even just our own races. It's like me as a female, and I'm black, so I understand that the black male goes through things, but I'm not a black male, so I don't know exactly what that feel like, even though we both black. Hey, we all going through stuff, you know, to be real.
That's true.
But
yeah, that's very true.
But it's just like this.
I'm sorry, but one standpoint that I have, women are underneath men, meaning y'all are able to sympathize with other people for whatever they're going through. So, like, y'all could feel oppressed or whatever, but the fact is, back in the day, y'all knew better. Y'all decisions be based in a different place. If we made y'all decisions equal value to ours, then they would come with consequences 100%. And if I'm going to have 100% decisions lay on this factor right here, I'm going to be like, oh, man, hold on. Because the consequences are so heavy. I do not that want those sense. Consequences. I'm going to stand back. But a man will take the consequences. I am more powerful than, man, a smaller, shorter man. I am more powerful than him. Because guess what? If I get the leverage and I can use my height, hey, I'm winning. If I get the leverage and I can use my strength, I'm winning. So that's what they making the American people. They making them softer. They making them so they don't have no strength. So imagine what's really coming. If the American people, which was one of the strongest countries, have to submit to the alphabet gang, the LGBTs and the woo-woo-woo. Man, the LGBTQ and all that can be that because men are men. They should respect that value, and they should be like, exactly. Yeah, I could be this because I'm underneath a real man. This real man could rip your ass apart, and that allows me to be, you know what I mean, like whatever I want to be. And it's the same way with women.
This competition.
Hey, guess what? Right, but guess what? Women, y'all are allowed to have your own opinions because American men have been American men. That is a flat-out fact. I don't care what nobody say. You could jump on here and say you disagree with me, 100% whatever. But nope, you ain't got the ability to. Because I am a man till the rest of the world what to do with you. Nah, leave her alone. She just being hurt. It's like, ooh, excuse me, with your radio show. Hey, some people might think this thing moves fast. Some people might think it moves slow. But guess what? You get to do it because a man is a man. That it ain't stopping. I'm up here in Illinois right now beating on my chest like, ugh, King Kong ain't got nothing on me. Because I'm a man. That's how it is. I'm going to figure out, listen, King Kong was a giant ape, but I'm going to figure out how to beat him out. That's what I do. I'm about conquering things. But, hey, it'll be 25 ape skin rugs because I'm a man. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, I got that new ape skin rug. Boy, King Kong died. Well, don't forget a man did that so you could buy it. That's the fact.
Okay. Well, thanks for that 101. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, you good, man, 100%.
I am
Texas
Phillip right now.
You ought to close it out with a song, man. Who, me?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
I ain't got to work tomorrow, so... That's it.
Okay. Happy weekend. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end it now because it's a wrap. Time is up. But
okay.
I appreciate you. All right. Peace and love, y'all.
I appreciate you. Peace.